Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, it is. 866-901-ADAM. That's the phone number. We'll talk to you about anything you want to talk about. Deaf Rat Guy in this morning. Dennis Leary is also going to be on the show. Andy Dick coming in as well. Jamie Kennedy.
Sweet Jesus.
Coming in.
Some show.
Loaded for bear.
Will we really talk about anything that somebody calls in and wants to talk about? What subjects would you say, I'm not interested in that, or that's stupid? Pass.
Oprah's Legends Ball.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't see the Players Ball last night. It's really, it just popped in my head, but I can't believe we haven't been calling it that all along. You know, Oprah's, it depends where you come from and I guess what you're used to. Everybody has things that bother them that is, everyone is sort of formulated a little bit differently. I read your essay last night, Teresa.
Thank you.
And for those people who know me and know just how little I read, you should consider that huge praise.
I'm flattered.
But it was riveting. She was nominated for a writing award at Press. What was the
Los Angeles Press Club.
When do we find out whether you win that or
June
not?
June 24th.
Well, keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you.
It was a lovely essay about how much she hated her stepmother and how glad she was. She died of lung cancer. But I understand, you know, you can't pretend you like somebody after they die when you didn't like them when they're walking around on the planet. But the point is it sort of depends how we're all constructed and how we're wired. I realize there's things that bother me that don't bother other people about other people and vice versa. There's things that other people do. I could care less and it really bothers other people. But I have a special sweet spot where it's like, I'm more bothered by narcissism than almost anybody I know. And the fact that, you know, people worship at the altar of Oprah, including my wife, and seems like every person I know. And I say, she has a magazine called Oprah with her picture on the cover of every single goddamn issue. I mean, there's been 66 issues all told that have come out over the last 4.5 years or whatever it is. Her puss has been on the cover of every single issue. And people say, well, it's her magazine. It flies right over them. It slides right past them. And I say, yeah, but what if I came out with a magazine called Adam and I just had my big puss on every single cover? You wouldn't feel that was a little bit weird? And they sort of pause and go, well, I guess, but you're Adam. She's Oprah. And I say, yeah, I know, but she's a person and I'm a person. You should be bothered by this stuff. I don't know. She had the partner, the gay guy who was killed in the tsunami on yesterday.
Nate Berkus.
She gave Nate an ottoman. You should have been there. And I'm like, well, she has billions of dollars and she hands out stuff. Well, a lot of the time it's through, you know, endorsements. She doesn't go buy the Pontiac G6. She gets Pontiac to give her the G6 and then she hands it out to the audience like she dipped into her personal Pontiac account and did it. I don't know. I just like her. So I realize for me, when I hear that self-congratulatory crap, or when I hear the part about Halle Berry and how much adversity she had to overcome and how difficult it is being a woman of color, and it just suggests that the mere mortals couldn't have done what she's done because we live in a racist society that would have held down any lesser person. But because these women are so strong and so dynamic, it just drives me insane. So I tune into Oprah's narcissism and it's like somebody shining a penlight flashlight into my eye the entire time. I have to avert my gaze. I can't avoid it. And the fact that everyone else is completely cool with it is what really bothers me.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
You know my affinity for, you know, scab picking, you know, as it were, watching TV. I love to watch The Real World because I hate the people
so
much.
Yes.
It's captivating. It's hypnotic to me.
Yes.
I am not prone to hyperbole, or perhaps I am.
Yes.
But either way, this was the single most grating thing I have ever watched on TV.
The Players' Ball.
The Players' Ball.
Was Don Magic Juan there? Did he get Man of the Year?
With Snoop, yes. Let me tell you something. No men allowed. Forget about that until the final night.
Done
it was
and
a
done.
3-day event. It was on her estate.
Right.
Everything has to have some meaning on the estate. As she walks the grounds, walks over this bridge, and she discusses the bridge.
Right.
And she says, when this bridge was installed, it made me think of all the women who came before me that bridged the gap.
Right. Yeah,
everything has to have some symbolism on her massive estate.
Right.
Halle Berry wept as she they read this group poem, the Youngins, as they were called. Halle Berry, Ashanti,
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Missy Elliott and Oprah. And
is
company.
Halle Berry crying news? When she doesn't cry, that's
yes.
news.
Oh, I mean, she gave it was everybody. There were how many people there? 70?
Yeah, there were a lot.
70 women. They every one of them at this massive buffet at this massive dinner.
Mm-hmm.
All had their own waiter. It was the height of decadence, but it was an homage to what great women these were and how much they persevered.
Oprah said she wished she only could have done more, like Schindler.
Yeah.
If only she could have given a little bit more to the legends. Well, but I just have to say that I can't. I know she's narcissistic, but I will TiVo the Oprah. Watch 2-3 at a time. Can't get enough.
Yeah. I know, it's addicting.
It was the worst thing I've ever watched on television.
I'll tell you what I like. I like, first off, where, like, Ashanti and Mariah Carey are supposed to be whipped up about, hey, it's Roberta Flack.
That's
like,
exactly
like you
right,
even
right,
know,
yeah.
sweetheart. I will put a gun underneath your half-black chin, and you tell me one Roberta Flack song. All right. Wow. Well, okay, fine. You come up with nothing. Fine. Don't act excited.
Yeah.
Please, drop it.
All right. Listen, let's remove Killing Me Softly from the equation.
No, I'm leaving it on the table. I still say they can't name one. So quit acting excited. This thing that we do, like I said, to me, Halle Berry's the tip of the spear with this stuff, but a lot of people do this. This sort of, it's a way of congratulating yourself without actually doing it. When you explain the hurdles you had to overcome, how much grace. Sure, if I win an Oscar, it's a minor achievement, but I'm a white male. Female of color, please. What I had to do to overcome this, I'm just not sure. You know, Halle Berry was married to a major league ball player at like age 23. What? Did she live another life where she was oppressed? I want to know what happened in her life. I know she's living an oppressed life and overcoming for all those who were oppressed. But at what point? If I'm not mistaken, she was piping, smoking hot at about 16 or 17. How many lean years before the modeling contracts came rolling in, before that then turned into acting, movies, and now getting $15 million at the box office for every project she does? Did she have 50 lean years? Was she wrongly imprisoned for half her life? What's going on? She's 40 now. She's been on my radar for a good 15 years. Now we're going back to 25. How many tough years did she actually have? And I feel the same about Oprah. It's like, hey, man, a black woman. Well, okay, you're a black woman. How did you get in the door? You're acting like you didn't get in. You got in early and you got in often. Yes, you're good. Are you that much better? And that's what your suggestion is. I have to be that much better than everyone else in order to arise to the levels I'm at now. I know what Oprah does is she does a self-congratulatory crap. She blows smoke up her own ass for the first 55 minutes of the show, and then the last 2 minutes gives some money to a charity, and then everyone feels better about it, and we all go home happy. The reality is she's still the one who's giving the money away. I'm glad these people are... I'm glad they're giving the money away. I'm glad they're doing what they're doing, but if there's a way to do it where you're not, your name isn't on the library that
That's
you've
right.
donated
Real
to the
charity,
campus.
You do it anonymously. But by the way, right. Oprah, among all these legends who were so significant in her life and everything, and it was an homage to them. The whole weekend was about them. They take a big group picture out on the lawn.
Where was Oprah, Dave?
Oprah is right in the middle of the picture with her arms stretched out. And they show the big group picture, and everyone else is huddled together trying to poke heads over shoulders and everything. Oprah is right there like the queen with her arms on two people's shoulders. She gave them all diamond earrings. How much did that cost her, Lisa, those diamond earrings?
And, yeah, she gave everyone, the youngins, as she called them, and the legends, diamond earrings.
But everyone flipped out. It was $8,500 worth of earrings, or I don't know what it is, but I guarantee Mariah Carey spends that on a slow weekend at the jewelry store. I mean, Mariah Carey and all these other people were popping these boxes open, speaking in tongues over... I don't know, $5,000, $10,000, even if it's $50,000 worth of diamond studs, that's a zero on the Mariah Carey jewelometer, which I have to recalibrate.
And what does Coretta Scott King, now the late great Coretta Scott King, need with these diamond earrings? It diminishes her
greatness.
She's
a woman of God. How dare you?
Diamond earrings!
It is sad.
Now, Coretta Scott King.
To be fair, the earrings were valued at $200,000, according to the internet.
Well,
Holy hell, Oprah didn't pay that.
And if that's true, we're going to get Roberta Flack off eBay in just a matter of days now. Richard?
Hi, Adam. This is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Let me get out of this echoey hallway here. I've been waiting for you on hold forever.
Are you heading for work?
Yes, I work at Home Depot.
No, don't tell me. Oh, I was going to say diesel mechanic.
No, I work at Home Depot.
Home Depot?
In the plumbing department. Yes.
In the plumbing department.
It's hard to resist.
I love hard pipes.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Do you really work in the plumbing department?
Yes, I do, but the plumbing department is dirty, so I'm going to ask the management today if I can be transferred to somewhere else in the store.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Let me ask you this quickly. What's an angle stop?
What's the angle stop?
What is a angle stop?
Is it that one thingy? It does that? Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know exactly what it is, but, you know, I'm sure I could point it out because we're all plumbing experts at Home Depot.
I just want to make sure he's legitimate.
Yeah.
I don't believe him. What's a trap?
A track?
Trap.
It's a trap?
A trap.
A sediment trap?
Yes.
A sediment trap holds sediment. It goes in the pipe, in the line, so that stuff gets clogged in it and not in your pipes.
I don't know. What's the difference between what color is PVC and what color is ABS pipe?
PVC is white and ABS is like black.
That's just how you like it.
Yeah. That's how I like it.
All right.
And Adam, I came up with a new term for gay guys. I want them to use this. It's the starfish slip and slide. That's what we do.
Starfish slip and slide.
Yes. So anytime you want to come over and ride the Starfish Slip and Slide Express, you're more than welcome to.
That's code for I'm ready for gay.
Exactly.
All right.
You find Adam an attractive man, then. You'd like to make sweet love to Adam.
I would. Adam is so hot. And you know what? That guy who kind of blasted him on Pam Anderson's roast. And he said that every time you smile, Adam, your teeth look like 2x4s, and it reminds me that I should wood seal my wood 2x4s in my backyard. I didn't say that yet, did I? No, I didn't. He said something like,
Don't beat yourself up.
Your teeth are so big, it reminds me to weatherproof my deck. That's what he said.
Oh, is that what he said? I tune out during those things. I usually have to pee so badly by hour 3, I just tune out. All right, Richard. Well,
Adam, I just wanted to say, if you ever need a new mascot, I'm kind of the mascot for the Conway and Whitman show. I go by Gay Richard. I don't know if people know that, but it's a great...
Well, we don't need any Conway and Whitman sloppy mascot seconds. And I don't know how many times I'm going to say that before you people listen to me. We don't want any mascot sloppy seconds. We have our own mascot. Her name is Drunken Tree Girl. I don't know when she's coming in next, but she's a delight.
Not to mention we have Angie. I thought Andy Dick wasn't coming in for a couple hours.
Rob? Rob?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Rob.
Hey, Adam.
What's happening?
You know what? I was sitting here trying to call you, trying to get inspiration to go to work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your past couple of conversations with the homosexual at the Home Depot.
Sure. Seems like two. It was only really only half a conversation, but it seems like three or four.
Well, I don't. Yeah, you know, you've been talking about Oprah Winfrey's episode. I don't know what you guys were doing last night, but I've had about 5 minutes of sleep, and I'm trying to, you know, should I go or should I stay?
Where do you work?
I'm a land surveyor.
Mm-hmm. And who do you work for? Private outfit?
No, independent.
Right, I think that'd be private, right? You don't work for the city.
Sorry.
And what do? Go out there with your transit and shoot some elevations?
You know that's right. Yeah, that's exactly what we do.
That's the job I want. I want the guy who doesn't set up the transit, doesn't set up the tripod and calibrate it or anything. I like the guy who walks away from it holding a stick and just leans on the stick. And then the guy who sits at the transit just gives you that, go back. Next thing you know, we're about a mile apart, and I'm just leaning against a stick. It's a good job.
It's a crazy situation to be in, that's for sure.
I'd also be the guy who marked the weird markings down on the street, too. You know, it's a C with a slash through it. I don't know, maybe it says there's a sewer line here. Maybe it talks about some sort of topography or something. Either way, no one can understand it, including me. But I'll just be spray painting on the street.
It's weird that surveying thing. I don't know what happens with the surveying, but it looks like the technology hasn't progressed one iota in 200 years. Seems like you see pictures of George Washington and company using the same equipment, yes?
The Hermomenes was out there with like a reed.
I don't even know what that stuff does.
And a guy was looking at it through a conch shell, and it hasn't changed. Yeah, there's certain things that really, there's certain inventions like the pencil and stuff that just no one's really figured. Tweezers, the pencil, stuff like that. The coffee mug.
The coffee cup thing, the little drinky thing so you can drive with it. That little hole. They, at some point, technology, scientists, said that little hole that they put on top of the plastic thing that you pick up at the coffee shop. That little hole, they said, 1983. Good enough.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It's not pleasurable to drink coffee out of that little hole.
Pleasurable.
It's not.
It's Dave, not really what it's for.
Dave wants a commuter mug that reaches out and strokes your back and tells you how handsome you are while you consume the coffee.
So?
Murray?
Yeah.
What's going on, my brother?
Well, nothing. I probably would retire if I'm not an economic middle class.
Mm-hmm. Middle class?
Yeah.
That's an insult to all of us who are middle class. Murray?
Yeah.
What's your schedule? I'm curious what how it works. What time you go to bed, if at all, what time you wake up, that kind of thing.
And what color is PVC pipe?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to the plumbing.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What time do you go to bed at night?
Oh, about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And what time do you wake up in the morning?
About 2.
2 a.m.
Yeah. And I also got in and go back to sleep a little.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you wake up at 2, have sex with the hooker's corpse one more time, and then it's right back to the sack.
Yeah, right. I think about just what I'm going to be doing.
Right. What is a normal day for Murray like, besides calling our show?
Oh, just go keep my parents company.
Mm-hmm. Your parents?
Yeah.
Their corpses are in your apartment as well?
Yeah. We're just strapped in just routine retirement.
Let me ask you this. Hold on a second. Murray strikes me as one of these guys that probably eats at their Wiener Schnitzel for breakfast, you know, but is perpetually thin. Somebody needs to do a diet. Someone needs to really study the metabolism of crazy people. The folks that are sort of fringe, homeless. You know, the guys, they're 72 years old. Their metabolism should have crawled to a stop by now. You never see them eating anything except for microwave burritos and corn dogs. I mean, the stuff they don't eat anything that's not deep fried, yet they walk around at a... They're lighter than they were when they were in high school. How does that work?
Meth.
Oh, is that
just
what
an
it
idea.
Is?
Keeps you thin.
I got to write that down. Murray?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh?
I'm about 155.
155.
How tall are you?
5'10 and a half.
Mm-hmm. So slender. Just how I had you pictured. And what do you eat? Eat whatever you want?
Lithium.
Well, just restaurant food in the afternoon.
Right. You go to like Denny's or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No.
You're not over at the Ivy, are you? Did I see you over there?
No.
You're eating. Weren't you there with Minnie Driver? I thought I saw you in Star leaving the Ivy.
Well, I'm positive he was at Oprah's ball.
Yeah, right. McMurray?
Yeah.
What do you, you just eat it like IHOP or Denny's or something like that,
No,
right?
No, I don't,
What do you eat?
Well, it's,
What do you eat?
In the afternoon,
yeah. Adam will get it out of him. He knows how. Do
yes.
it. Do
well,
what you did the other day.
An exercise, I go to exercise, with my parents in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I eat at their, little restaurant there.
You eat at the restaurant. What do you eat?
Connected to the, exercise.
All right, look, here's my point. When you're crazy, you're not really crazy, you're just perpetually 8 years old. Now you're walking around as an eight-year-old adult, except for you produce semen. That's the problem. You're like an eight-year-old. You have a little wallet, except for you have a bag filled with semen all the time, and that's what makes you a danger to society. Other than that, you remove the semen, you just have full-size eight-year-olds walking around. You then think it's a good idea to just eat macaroni and cheese and corn dogs and whatever, grape soda, because you want to eat what tastes good. That's all. That's how it works. How you stay perpetually 155 at 5'10 and a half and into your, God knows, 60s, 70s, whatever, I'll never know. I don't know how that is. Maybe God just dealt you a good fast metabolism hand. Maybe God said, look, I'm essentially going to punish you from the inside out. Your brain will be rotted cheese, but don't worry, you'll have rock hard abs. I don't know if there is a God, but I imagine that's the way it works. A little something for you, a little something over here.
Well, why can't he answer what he eats?
He goes to his parents' place. All right, one more try. Murray?
Yeah?
I'm going to hang up on you if you don't tell me what you had for lunch yesterday.
Well, just a served cafeteria lunch.
Mm-hmm. What did you get at the cafeteria?
Oh, sort of a just prepared, full prepared meal, whatever they serve each day.
Thank you. Thank you for being so specific. You should have a recipe book, Murray.
Yeah.
It should be called Eat Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy, hang on.
Eat prepared stuff.
All right, we will take, but the point is this cafeteria.
Yeah, we got that much.
Do they have those anymore besides schools?
I think they have to. They're at most good institutions still have them.
Yeah.
Anytime you're sliding a tray along, whatever's getting on it is not good. I'm trying to think if there's anything that's not bad for you at a cafeteria. I mean, even if you go with the cream spinach or cream corn or whatever, there's nothing. If there is a vegetable, it's all been robbed of every nutrient, right? Mm-hmm. There's nothing there.
Jelly.
All right. Let's still 155. Let's take ourselves a break. Tracy Metro, who was doing a little news for us a few weeks back before the Teresa Strasser era dawned
Speaking
upon
of crazy,
us here.
You described her as possibly crazy.
Well,
when we first met her, the first 90 seconds, you assessed her as possibly crazy.
What caused that assessment?
First, it's when women go with crazy colors and they stick with them. She likes orange. I'm trying to think what she's wearing today. Well, she does have an orange shirt. Yeah. Is it, when people look too lucid, their eyes are too bright, looks like you're staring into a lantern, you know? It's just like, whoa. Tony, you know when you want to... If they had a dimmer switch on them, you'd crank it down just a couple of notches, just woo, reel it in just a little bit. That's a kind of crazy to me.
She's diminutive and real spunky and got a lot of sass
energy.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been accused of having energy or sass.
But being crazy.
Right.
That happens every day.
We will take ourselves a little break. Anyway, Tracy has a bunch of celebrity interviews. She hit the red carpet.
Yeah, she went to the golf tournament.
She went to the golf tournament. And thanks. Okay. Well, that sums it up. Yeah, she went to the celebrity golf
tournament. It's a great show. A lot of fun. And they ate stuff.
All the descriptive ability of Murray.
Well, we spent the first 40 minutes of the show talking about the celebrity-crammed golf tournament. I think Fresco is just reiterating
I said
it.
Golf tournament, so you could expand
right.
on
she
what
went,
the golf tournament.
You're right. She
so
went
I
to
don't
she
have,
went.
She you went, have to say pot down Brusca.
She went to the celebrity. She went to the celebrity golf tournament. Talked to celebrities. I'm hoping Sam Jackson's on that. No. Trying to think of all the usual suspects.
Well, Canseco
you know.
Was there.
Canseco, Mark Wahlberg, Joe Pesci. Ah. So she talked to some.
Oh, good enough. All right, so we'll hear the celebrity interviews after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
The Ed on the phone. Ed?
You guys got a new girl there, huh?
Yes.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. Okay. I enjoy your reviews very much.
I like your news. You got some good news for me.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show. Hey, let's check Adam's voicemail.
Ace? Yeah, I was wondering what happened with Teresa Strasser. I'd heard she got the full-time news girl job, and maybe you could give me her address, and I could send her something.
Boss bitchin' and groovy.
Hey, this is Bob Tyler. I was thinking the names for your twins could be LaToya Carolla and Tito Carolla. And I just wanted to let you know that I think those are good names for twins, all right? Mulholland.
Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I think boss and bitchin' will do with the names. Tracy Metro in studio.
Good morning.
She's also another sign of crazy is when you're up, alarm goes off at 4:45 and you're not miserable. Look at Tracy, excited to attack the day.
No, I was totally miserable today.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
She's got a crazy outfit, too. She's got like a jacket on, like a blazer, you know, a suit jacket, but the arms are turned inside out.
You know what? I wanted to look good for Teresa because I hadn't seen Teresa in a while.
But it's weird. The arms are turned inside out on your coat.
Shall I take that as a compliment, Damashek?
All right.
There's a strong sense of personal style. And you're into Teresa, huh?
Well, we went to college together, so I wouldn't say I'm into her.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say if you had a Legends Ball, would I be invited?
Mm-hmm.
You would be my first guest.
Well, Brusca says that if God forbid anything happened to Teresa, that you would happily take over for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to Tanya Harding her, but, you know,
Look, if her brake lines fail, her brake lines fail. That's
all. I had nothing to do with it.
Well, yeah, that's my point.
Brusca says Teresa has some thoughts about you, too. Why don't you say you don't like that she sort of campaigned for the job?
No, God bless her. That's her right. She's got to market herself. It's tough business. And but I did not market myself.
It's funny that you say that.
Because I came in at the end.
Because you said also, Teresa, that Tracy markets herself with that whole orange thing. It's a big shtick. You don't like that.
That was Dave that said that.
And you don't like that.
I like
that. Tracy emailed everybody in Hollywood that she was going to do the show. You don't like that self-promotion. You guys may go back a long way, but Teresa's not so thrilled with you, and Tracy's not so thrilled with you, too.
Brusca, you're stirring a pot, and...
This is all true. Put me on the no-lie MRI. This is all true.
No, I...
I don't think it's big enough to accommodate your head, by the way, Brusca.
Can I talk for a second?
You have to add a leaf to it.
Hang on. I walked in this morning and congratulated Teresa and told her what an amazing job
because
she's done.
Because you're a class act.
Right. That was nice.
She bit her lip, and she congratulated her art. Nemesis, Teresa Strasser.
By the way, there's a fine line between Brusca and Brutus, and you just crossed it.
That's right.
My friend.
Well, I don't know if she emailed everybody, but I ran into a guy 2 days ago who was walking his dog. Just walking his dog, and he stopped me, and he said he's a friend of Tracy Metro.
Oh,
and
so this is true.
Yeah, yes. This email went everywhere, and it eventually got to my agent. And by the way, this was the one day, what happened was I got the job, and I had a pre-existing gig in Vegas, which I could not get out of. And I felt very Wally Pip. I didn't want to leave for the day. I was nervous about it. Didn't want Lou Gehrig stepping in and taking over. Sure enough, I get a call from my agent in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is sending an email to everyone in Hollywood. All my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you resent that?
I honestly respect
Tracy's,
it.
Tracy's, let me explain Tracy's
but apparently
friends.
Apparently I'm this girl, I'm not Tracy.
Tracy's friends are like God's children. You know what I mean? We're all Tracy's friends. Well, I don't know if that's a compliment, but anyway, the guy.
I'm taking it as one.
The guy of suspect sexuality who was walking his dog, who I spoke to.
I know who you're talking about, too.
Lives evidently down the street from me, said he received an email, but that the signal wasn't good enough to be received to where he lives, so he never did get a chance to hear it. Yeah, it's a KLSX out here, by the way. Weak signal if you're up in the hills or what have you. But anyway.
Not all of us live in the hills, Adam.
All that. Oh, really?
No.
Some of you live on a cliff? Higher? What's higher than a hill?
Huh? Some of us live in, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the valley.
Yeah, I've seen the valley from my house.
it's not as nice up. The hills are nice, and you have great views, and that's
sure.
So more affluent people tend to live up there.
Well,
regular people,
I mean, you guys,
down below.
I'll tell you why. When you're driving a Ferrari or a Maserati, you wouldn't be carving up a canyon going up a windy mountain road. You must be driving down some straight highway.
That sounds cool, but most of us don't drive Ferraris.
Get out of
sports cars.
Come on now. Yeah. I look at my. Sometimes I sit up on my perch and I pet a Persian cat and I drink out of a brandy snifter and I see the lights on down below. But
that's
I thought
us.
Those were oil refineries or something. I don't know. People live down there.
No, that's where most of us live.
No.
Yeah.
What if it floods or something? What are you guys going to do?
We'll probably pass away.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to live down there, you live down there.
Well, it's not a choice. It's a we can't afford to be in the hills is the thing.
Everyone has money, Dave. Come up where the air is fresh. Come up to the hills. I'll see you. Bring your trunks. We'll take a dip. I keep my pool warm all year long.
That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
Count me in.
All right. Where the hell were we? Yes, Tracy.
Yes.
You hit the green carpet, as it were, over at the Celebrity Golf Tournament.
I did the LAPD golf tournament, which was a fundraiser for the Los Angeles Police Memorial Fund.
Mm-hmm. Let me. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we sent Teresa out to do this too a couple weeks back. It was unusable, so let's just see how this stuff works.
Well, this is probably unusable too, so we'll see how it goes. But I just want to let you know what the fund is for, because they would be pissed if I didn't tell.
Right.
It helps police families when bad crap happens to them.
I disagree with that. I just do.
Now, I want to tell you, so today actually is my eighth wedding anniversary.
Oh,
again,
that's
not
nice.
Crazy when you're married for 8 years.
No, Teresa.
No.
What I'm sure I could keep a relationship going for 8 years with a therapist.
Oh, so sad.
But I tell you, living here in Los Angeles, it's like dog years, right? Mm,
that's true.
So it's like 56.
No, it is. It's like, you know, well, life, you know, you should live until 80, but if you're a veteran in Vietnam, you know, most guys don't make it past two or three tours. You know, this is a tour of duty.
Absolutely. But, so on my tour of duty, I met one of my freebies this past weekend, and I'm so pissed I did not tell him he was on my freebie list.
Now, do you have the freebie list composed with your husband?
It's not written down.
It's spoken.
It's spoken.
And no.
And it can be amended at any moment.
How many do you have on your freebie list?
Nice handful.
Handful.
Three to five.
All right. Who did you meet who's on your... This is your... You could have sex with and your husband would turn the other way.
Now, I met Jose Canseco. Hot stuff, but he's not on the list.
Mm.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
So I met him. Have a listen to some of the interviews. Mm.
Well, I'm Tracy Metcher here at the LAPD Golf Tournament, and with me from E.T., The Outsiders, and 24, C. Thomas Howell.
Uh-huh. I woke up yesterday with a blue ribbon tied to my wang. I was hungover and embarrassed. I don't know what happened, but I'll tell you this. I won first prize, baby.
Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark. First of all, you are so cute. Can you give a shout-out to Adam?
Adam, what's up, man? How you doing, buddy? Interesting-looking gentleman. On MTV. He's a bit simian, but so am I.
You think so?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Jose Canseco, I'm a retired baseball player.
I have to say, as we were coming up, I said, I know those buns anywhere.
How come everybody says that?
Is that what they say?
You girls just look at me as a piece of meat.
Joe Pesci, can you give a shout out to Adam Carolla?
You want me to tell Adam Carolla who I am when I don't know who the f*** he is?
Oh.
What a delight.
Wow.
Cancel him for tomorrow, by the way. Now, how can that be? He must have heard of me at some point.
No. You know, he didn't.
I've heard him do that, though, and I know it sounds convenient to work this angle, but I've heard him slip into that character, which I'm not sure. He's blurring his whatever now. It's now like when you talk to the guy from The Shield, the short, bald guy.
Daddy-o.
The commish. Chickless, yeah. He starts to think on the red carpet that he's not just a short, stubby white guy, but that he's the commish. He might take out the guy
like
from...
Like he's doing
shtick. Yeah, he's going to take out Mark Steiner from Entertainment Tonight. He's going to take him back to the alley and work him over if he asks him a tough question. You think Pesci does that?
You know, I do. I think Pesci has a little attitude. Everybody knows, don't interview Joe Pesci. So then to like score an interview is like two thumbs up, right? And then you get the interview and he's like, one word answers. Yeah, no.
I don't know who the F Adam Carolla is. I don't know who that guy is. That seems
words.
A little aggressive.
Is that what he said?
Did he make him mad in any way? Or
no,
he was disinterested.
Yeah, I've never met the man. Just enjoyed most of his work. Maybe not gone fishing as much as Goodfellas.
But
although
my cousin
it's close.
Vinny.
It's close. My cousin Vinny, I feel overrated. Didn't need Oscar nominations for that little what I consider a ditty of a movie, a cute small movie. Nothing wrong with it, but sort of over the top. I don't think Marissa Tomei needed an Oscar or an Oscar nomination or an Oscar, in fact.
She won an Oscar.
For that movie. I don't think history is going to look back at that and go, oh, man, she needed that one. But still enjoyable.
Yes, very enjoyable, but I have to agree. All right, now
nice job, by the way.
Thank you, my love. Now, there's one more package that I have, and this was a bit of an homage to Damashek.
Hey, Adam, it's Bruce Jenner here. It's 1976 Olympic decathlon champion.
Do you know who Dave Damashek is?
No. Why would we want to know Dave Damashek?
Joe Pesci. You have no idea who Dave Damashek is, right?
No, not at all. Ask me something I can answer.
It's nice to be here on Adam's show. This is New Jersey's bad boy, Mike Marino, live from a golf course.
Are you a fan of Dave Damashek?
I have no idea who he is. Next.
Okay, I love
this interview. This is good.
You know what? Let's move on. Joe Mantegna. Do you know who Dave Damashek is, Joe?
Dave Damashek. Damn it, I don't know who Dave Damashek is.
I gotta tell you something, Joe. That's 3 for Tracy Metro and 0 for Dave Damashek today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not that I'm keeping track or anything.
I got you.
Seemed like you didn't know who Tracy Metro was either.
It was only because I was in front of him.
Right, but he could have thought it was some character that the Blue Line is using to attract more white riders or something like that. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, Dave.
If I may, just steal your phrase, Ace. Mm. History will not remember this day kindly for those people. They've all made the list, and I shall remember.
Bruce
Tanya, I've eaten his food. I've eaten it at his Chicago pizzeria place that he's got in L.A. I've shook hands with the man.
Yeah.
Doesn't know who I am.
He should know who you are.
How dare he?
He seemed to
like
feel
this.
Bad about it, unlike Pesci. He seemed angry.
Yeah, well, but more importantly, back to this other thing. Teresa, you don't like that she calls it the Metro Minute.
I don't like that.
What's her problem with that?
That's adorable. Why are you all pot-stirring?
Because you said you don't like the Metro Minute.
She does an excellent job.
You think she says it too much.
I'm not sure if I'm believing her.
Bresca, did you not
have to cut it out of her piece? You told me this morning that you had to cut her piece.
Well, did she
mention
it
so many times?
She did.
She had Tracy Metro, the Metro Minute, 6 times in that piece.
Can we get Dawson in here? Dawson is the editor.
All right. Mm-hmm. You know what was really, really odd also? Mm-hmm. Tracy said, how long is Teresa's contract up for, by the way?
She did say. Wow.
She's got a little calendar at home with
X's. God.
Yes. She's not. Yes.
People.
So
I don't know if I feel like coming back here.
Tracy Metro. I say congratulations to you on your 8 years
Same
of
here.
Marriage. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
I think you're a delight. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be interesting, though, to watch this rivalry unfold.
Oh. Yeah, you think she's a delight here, but again,
I defy you to tell me anything I've ever said, anything negative I've ever said about Tracy Metro. I think she's a delight.
I've always said that.
All right, Tracy, thank you. Hang out. We go through news girls. like a hay fever sufferer goes through Kleenex.
One last time, Teresa is fantastic.
She's doing a great job.
Even people that aren't involved in the show, I say I listen because I like her.
We're gonna hate to see her go. She's doing such a great job too.
Mayor.
Thank you, Norm.
Hi,
Norm the chick.
Yes, hi, Adam.
That could be hot. Norma is the name?
Yes, it is, sir.
All right, you have a construction question?
Yes, I do, but let me start off by saying that I knew that I liked you at the very beginning of your show when you said that that you liked old school marble over granite. I thought, ooh.
Yeah, that's what attracted most of our listeners.
Anyway, okay, I'm in an old traditional house, and my bathroom is just shot.
Mm-hmm.
The shower is a combo of aqua and light pink. Mm-hmm. And I started to take the shower pan off, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, take it out from the bottom until I realized I can't afford to have anyone do it. I got to do it myself. So now I got to put the tile back on.
Yeah.
And it's aqua and light pink. Where do I get replacement tile?
Hold on a second. Oh. Shower pan went through this on the TLC show. It's not an actual pan. They hot mop it with tar. They just take old tar like they put on a roof.
Right.
They bust out the bottom of the tile of your shower stall and they hot mop it. They waterproof it, and then you put the tile back on top of it.
Yeah.
And then you can never find the tile that matches the old stuff.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. Everyone agrees that the tile that was made in the 20s and the 30s, that great Art Deco stuff, it's great looking stuff. I mean, it's crazy colors, some turquoisey colors and stuff like that. But when you go into some old apartment building here on the west side, or you go into someone's house that was built in the 20s, early 30s, you go into the bathrooms, you see the black, and you see the turquoise, you see the Art Deco colors and stuff, and you go, wow, this is magnificent stuff. And then you go into the tile store and there's nothing that even comes close to that, even though we can manufacture any color and any style we choose at 1/10 the price of what we used to, still no one will make it. Now they make 700,000 types of tile now, just not the really cool stuff that's in everyone's old house. And when you knock out the shower pan, you have to replace it and end up replacing it with something that doesn't match because they don't make it anymore.
Exactly. So where do I go, Adam? You know everything.
I do. I'll tell you what you can do. Here's something wacky.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people don't know this. They make tile paint. It's a two-part, catalyst and a resin, like epoxy. You can paint your tile.
Oh, no.
You can color match the tile that's existing, get the epoxy tile paint that color, and actually paint it on some white tile that's very cheap. You need to etch it with a little acid so it'll stick.
Uh-huh.
You have to rough it up, essentially. Clean it with acid, open it up, and paint it with that. Put a little foam weenie roller.
Wait. Foam weenie roller?
Yes, foam weenie roller.
I've never heard that term
That's
before.
My screen name. Foam weenie roller.
Okay.
Yes, that's how I log on when I check the website.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Tile paint. You got me?
Yeah. I've never heard of that term.
Good
now,
advice.
I can just get any, go to any tile store and just buy cheap tile paint, huh?
No.
I'm sorry. Buy cheap white tile. You're making me nervous.
That's all right. I'm a little on edge, too.
It's
very uncomfortable in here with the daggers that Tracy and Teresa are shooting each
other.
May
I say, if they throw those daggers simultaneously and kill each other at the same moment, let's get Norm to be our new news girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Sign me up.
You got it, kid.
Okay, wait, Adam. I have another question.
Well, I'll answer them this afternoon when I swing by.
Okay, baby.
All right, baby doll.
Bye.
There you go. Paint your tile, everyone. Two-part tile paint. All right, we're going to play a round, a spirited round. Oh, Brusket, maybe we don't have time. We got news. Jamie Kennedy's. What time's Jamie Kennedy coming in here? About 7?
7:15.
Now, let's play What Can't Adam Complain About later in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be back with Almost News and Almost Sports after this.
Can't get enough? Check out Adam on the web at adamcarolla.com.
I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pi is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert, I'm in for.
Adam will never run out of opinions. The Adam Carolla Show. This moaning, a timeless match of tongues. Dave's cousin Brandon.
Oh, Brandon from Pittsburgh.
No
good.
Fan of Mark the Poet.
I feel terrible for him.
Versus Mark the Poet.
Perfect timing. I'm getting off public transportation.
When men get to fighting, it happens here, and it finishes here. Today we make an exception and let these two fight it out.
Anything goes. It's Thunderdome.
It's Limerick Dome. Two men enter. One man leaves.
Mm-hmm. I've got a note here that says that Mark needs a moment to wake up. Let me explain the Limerick Dome. That's not how it works.
No.
Nobody says, hey, Your Highness, how about you pep up a little bit? It's time to enter the Limerick Dome. No. You're either ready or you leave, and you leave dead. If you don't wake up, fine. You never wake up.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If you can't get ready mentally, emotionally, and otherwise to be put down by a complete stranger over the phone, then I don't know what.
Right.
You know?
I agree. Brandon?
Hey, Adam. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Good. You're Dave's cousin. You're calling from Harrisburg, PA?
I am indeed.
And you listen on the computer?
Actually, I'm sitting out in my car. I can't get away with this stuff. I'm sitting at my desk.
I see. Now, where do you work? I know I've asked before, but it never quite registers with me.
I do the nonprofit organization.
Hmm, that's rough. Yeah. Unless you're skimming or banging interns, there's almost nothing in it for you.
Well, you can imagine what kind of interns work in a nonprofit organization.
That's true. I'll take, hey, troll number one, get me some coffee. Troll number two, finish co-lighting over there.
What a commitment, though.
Yes.
He's sitting out in his car. That's pathetic.
Well, like I said.
Hey, I want it bad enough.
Well, he in round one when he squared off with Mark the Poet. Now, just to reset the story, mm-hmm. Mark the Poet calls in and reads has read his poetry mm-hmm. since the start of the show. Mm-hmm. Brandon, for whatever reason, well, mainly because he is a writer himself, was offended by how lousy he found Mark's poems. So he started to do response poems mm-hmm. to put down Mark the Poet. Mm-hmm. And in round one, when they went head-to-head, Brandon eviscerated him.
Yeah.
I like Mark's last limerick. Thought it was excellent.
It wasn't pretty, although Mark, I think, like any great champion, has stepped up his game.
Yes. We'll see here, but yes, I agree.
Apparently,
yes.
Mark the Poet's been working all week on a poem about Brandon.
Ooh,
so
la,
we'll see what happens.
Pressure's on. Mark the Poet?
Good morning, Eighth Man.
How are you, Mark?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
I bet, you'd like to get a little plug-in for the website, huh? Yeah.
AdamCarolla.com.
Thank you. All right, Mark the Poet, would you like to go first?
Well, Brandon won. I think he should be
defending
the home
champion.
Team. Right.
Okay. Well, it's always unclear because the home team bats second.
Right. So he should go second.
It. Oh, you're saying you want Brandon to go second.
I think he deserves
it. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Okay, so go ahead, Mark. Would you like to begin?
I will.
Now, is this what's the title of this limerick, or at least the subject?
The title is, I stayed up till 3 in the morning watching The Man Show, third season DVD,
Ooh.
And I have this piece.
It's already in.
Got a nice ring to it.
I like the way that sounds. I, by the way, I'll tell you how low my self-esteem is. I do not own the Man Show box set or any Man Show DVDs. If you would like to search my house, you're welcome to it. I have oftentimes put this bounty out. $10,000 if anyone can walk into either my house or any family member house, grandparents, parents, sister, any siblings, and find a box set of Crank Yankers, Man Show, or I'll accept Ron together.
I think that's very sad. I think
it is pathetic.
You've been in a few movies, you're on TV and stuff like that, and you never even watch it. It's really sad.
I will one day. I'll get it. Mm-hmm. If somebody said after Friday you'll never be able to get another box set of the Man Show, I would send someone out on Thursday mm-hmm. and go get it, quite possibly. But until that day comes, I don't feel the necessity to go get it.
Well, maybe you can get it. Maybe you can get it from Mo Damashek's shrine.
Yes, it can be removed. Yes, I have to bribe the guard and see if we can get past him. Infrared sensors, retina scanning devices, it's all there. All right, go ahead, Mark the Poet.
Awesome. Thank you, Adam. Brandon, you're about to burst as a boil. Your snootiness I just sniffed up like a moil. Brazen, you're babbling and obsolete like beta. Mark the Poet's real nemesis is Al-Qaeda. I don't play D&D and yet I'm advanced. We did when we were kids and now a nightly stance. Not gay or SCA, but I've got respect. As Brandon's little doo-doo darts I deflect, my Templar rapier is known throughout the scene. And if I wore a beret, it'd have to be green. There's a cure for stupidity, and you should take the pill. Related to Dave Damashek with a quarter of the skill. You've been on after me with your sloppy attack, but there's no way in hell to stop a brew back, because people are doing and buying things that I've said. Brandon's talent's like the hair on Brian the phone screener's head. My disses resemble the funk a man hooker gave him. And now Breska the chubby lesbian can't save you. Teresa on the scene reporting the havoc. I just blew you away like a potato from Maverick. Just drop your sword. He lost, and he knows it, to Sir Mark, the one and only Adam Carolla Show poet.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, what can you say? He's, you know, He's come miles.
That's true. Again, like we talked about, would Muhammad Ali be Muhammad Ali without Joe Frazier?
That's exactly right.
Without the guys, George Foreman, without the guys that pushed them and made them reach their potential greatness. You know, if Muhammad Ali seriously had just fought a bunch of sort of white 180-pound guys from England with red hair and balding, and there was a funny time when boxers, you said the white guys would be bald out there with a comb over and stuff. If they fought a bunch of guys like Dwayne Bobick and guys like that, would they ever be great? It takes a great competitor to bring out the greatness in another.
Push him, to challenge him. That's right, he's challenged you.
All right, Brandon, your time to shine, boy.
Yeah, the only thing Mark's his poem was missing was a brown nose and Questlove from the Roots dropping a bass line for him. Mm-hmm. Real nice, Mark. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my retort.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's always on air with more plugs than hair and needs pointers from Dr. Drew Pinsky. So what I'm here to plug is my fist in Mark's mug, a la Michael Barrett to A.J. Pierzynski. Mark the poet's a homo who rhymes in slow-mo and his ego, like tires, is inflated. He calls up all the time with a pitiful rhyme, and as punishment he should be castrated. 13 books Mark did right, which even I cannot slight, and his fetus calls for mild celebration. But upon closer look, I discovered each book was about man-on-man anal penetration. Mark stutters and stumbles, titters and mumbles, like a schoolgirl with little to say. On Mother's Day last, he showed his mom his bruised ass, and she verified that her son is a gay. From his voice, I would guess that he doesn't possess a single Y chromosome in his being. He's a part of the gang with no testes or wang, which is why he sits down while he's peeing. Some advice for you, punk. All your poems have stunk, and your degree was a fat waste of money. Adam shows nothing like your queer pals open mic. For Christ's sake, can't you try to be funny? Take your best shot as your game's gone to rot. You're more dull than a dial-up modem. Go pick your butt crack, you miserable hack, since you don't know a rhyme from your scrotum. I've got zero respect for this hapless reject whose poetry is anything but strong. So from here on out, give Tom Likas a shout and ask for a hit from his bong.
Mmm. Wow, strong stuff.
Wow, wow, wow.
Again, the bar has been raised.
It really has been.
They both did an excellent job, but with all respect to Brandon, he weighed very heavily. He leaned on the gay theme pretty much throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mark makes it easy. What do you want?
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. I know I'm biased. I mean, mm-hmm. All right, I should say I am biased.
Mm-hmm.
But I give Brandon points for this. Pierzynski, rhyming Pierzynski, dynamite. The penetration stuff, the rhyme with that was solid.
Was the guy got punched out at the plate?
Yeah.
Just over the weekend?
Timely, yes. Pierzynski got punched by Michael Barrett of the Cubs. And I also liked the little anecdote about showing his mother the bruised bum. I thought that was clever.
But it was all gay. It was one note.
It transported me to their living room where he actually was showing him the bruised bum. Well, what do you think, T?
Well, I liked rhyming Havoc with Maverick. That was pretty good for Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Brandon's was excellent. A little long and a little too gay.
Well, let me say this. I think that Brandon's was more poignant, more cutting. I mean, a little more brutal. I will say, if I have to give a trophy to most improved, I'll give it to Mark.
It's true.
Mark was much weaker a few weeks ago before Brandon lit a fire under his gay ass. So, if in fact your ass is gay.
Well, you gave the last one. If we're scoring this by rounds, if we consider this as rounds, you said it was a brutal attack that Brandon laid on Mark the last time. You said a 10-7 round is what you called it. What do you call this round?
I call it a 10-9 close round. I still give the edge to Brandon, but this was a much closer round, and Mark can hold his head up high.
Yeah, he went the distance.
Yes, he looked sharp. All right, I'm giving this round to Brandon again, Mark, maybe only because you have too much dignity to dig deep into Brandon. But here's what you must do. Lexus and Nexus him. Dig up some dirt. There's got to be a skeleton or two in his closet. Perhaps he got loaded and had some dalliance with a dude at some point.
Dig it up.
Start call his college roommates.
And maybe it was with me.
That's right. That's the thing, Mark.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, find out. Talk to some of this guy's old frat buddies, former employees, disgruntled employees, girlfriends. You know what I mean? Dig some dirt up on this guy. Have some buddies. You must have a buddy who works as a cop in Harrisburg somewhere. Have him pull his file. All right. Enough with that nonsense. We're going to take a quick break. Teresa.
Yes, coming up in the news, we've talked about Oprah's Legends Ball and her epic narcissism, but it really has to be heard to be believed. I've got that. Why Madonna's in big trouble with the Catholics again.
Oh,
and remember,
shocker.
Remember Jim McGreevy, another shocker. He admits to some anonymous gay sex.
Jim McGreevy. Which one is
governor
he?
Governor of Jersey.
Former governor.
Ah, oh, yes, gay. How soon we forget, yes.
What was that, a year ago or whatever?
Jesus, it was more,
and
I think.
He was gay, right.
He's got a book coming out, and I'll tell you all about it.
We'll take a quick, Brandon already read it. I mean, Mark already read it. The problem is Mark's name should be Brandon, and Brandon's name should be Mark. That's the confusion here. Brandon is a much better name for Mark the poet.
Because it's more
Brandon's
effeminate.
Not a guy who works, sits in his car and writes horrible lyrics in PA, you know, in wherever the hell he is, Beaver Falls, PA.
Harrisburg, yeah.
Harrisburg. Brandon is the name. Brandon should be the name of Mark the Poet. He seems like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'll mention it's
confusing.
It to Brandon.
Yeah, seems they can swap that out.
My boyfriend's name, again.
All right, we'll take a quick break. You named your vibrator Brandon? We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show, where everyone is entitled to Adam's opinion.
Kathy Griffin, can we do a little free association with you here?
Yes, I love it.
Charlie Sheen.
Wouldn't you be afraid to even be in the same room with him without wearing a hazmat? Like, he's got to be carrying viruses, exotic strains.
Yeah, feel like a 30-pound crab could leap from his groin and wrestle you to the ground.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Me gotta go. Ay, ay, ay. I said, Louie, Louie. Oh, baby. Me gotta go. My little girl, wait for
it's
me.
It's not over. Deaf Rat Guy's coming on a little bit later in the show. That just reminded me. I was making a whiz during the break. Passed by the office, glanced in to see if my assistant was there yet. She's not. But I did notice a Big Tad rubbing the back of Larissa, beautiful intern Larissa, who seemed to be attempting to do something on the computer while Big Tad stood behind her and rubbed her back. Most women won't say no to a back rub while they're at the computer, although her body language was screaming no. And it really was funny because he was just rubbing her back. She was working on the computer. That's right, Big Dad. And let me tell you what it reminded me of. I watched a lot of 70s and 80s TV shows where at a certain point after the scientist was kidnapped, his beautiful foxy sister had to hook up with the evil guy who kidnapped him to pretend like she was into him so she could get some information. And there's a certain point when he's like, yes, my dear, how about a kiss? And she kisses him, but you can tell very clearly she's repulsed by this man. She's only there to try to save her brother who's been kidnapped by this diabolical genius.
That is unbelievable that you bring this up, because I swear that I put that on the jerk report this morning. The guy, the henchman who is guarding it's a very similar one. Mm-hmm. The henchman who is sitting outside the door that is holding the movie's hero.
Mm-hmm.
He's captive, and so the woman comes along and seduces the henchman.
Mm-hmm.
And a strange woman shows up at this place, mm-hmm, and seduces him, and he falls prey to it. And
right.
then she gives him a drug or conks him out, and then rescues the hero.
Yeah,
what a weird thing that would come up right now.
How many scientists have super foxy blonde sisters? That's my question, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, that was about the posture she had, where the greasy villain tries to get a little tongue action, and she just has to take one for the team.
You guys are looking at it all wrong.
What happened, Big Dad? Were you not rubbing Larissa's back?
Yes, I was giving her a massage.
Did she ask for it?
No, I just walked in.
No?
Listen, hold on.
She was asking for it by wearing a tight-fitting hoodie.
That's right.
No. I walked behind her, and I started rubbing her shoulders, and then I stopped. Mm-hmm. And then she said, no, keep going. And then so I did it a little bit longer.
She meant keep walking, fatty.
Don't make me jump. I will jump over this.
Tad will freak on you. Yes.
You'll make my hit list.
Okay. Yes, she said keep going.
She said keep going.
This hit list.
Right. Yeah. Here we go. Here she comes.
The other
this
hits
is uncomfortable.
Are all
if she wanted me to stop, I would have stopped totally.
We could have a lawsuit on our hands.
Okay.
What's going on, Larissa? I'm sorry,
nothing.
Baby.
How are you?
I'm sorry. What happened? Were you
Larissa,
trying to get some work
Larissa,
done?
Here's what happened. When I came into the office, mm-hmm. I came behind you and I started rubbing your shoulders because I was asking you. We're looking for somebody, and I was just helping you out.
Sure, sure, because nobody can look stuff up on the computer without someone standing behind them rubbing them.
I gave her a rub. I gave her shoulders a rub, and then I stopped. But then she said, "No, please keep going." Well, not exactly like that, but she started moaning a little bit and like,
again,
no.
If I gotta check some email and I don't feel Tad's half erect penis in the small of my back, I can't get anything done.
Come on,
were you? Uncomfortable at any point?
No, I wasn't uncomfortable. It actually did feel good.
You would have been uncomfortable if you knew Tad's thought bubble.
Yeah, probably.
You thought you were just getting a back rub.
But then the best part was Tad walked out and Jerron came in and started giving me a back rub.
Oh my God. Wait, Jerron came in.
Wow.
I thought, this is great.
Here to rub our backs. What are they rubbing Larissa
Dude, I would
for?
Never rub your back. Teresa.
Tad has rubbed my back before.
Yes.
All right. Larissa, were you at least doing work on the computer?
Yes, I was. I'm looking up guests.
Okay.
So.
All right. Ted, leave her back alone and her front and her side. Leave it all alone. Her top, her bottom, her side, her flank.
How did you
her
guys
fore
know
and
this?
Her aft. Leave it all alone. I'll tell you how I know. I have eyes. Not in the back of my head, in the front of my head, but I turn my head toward where the action is going on, so they work. You see what I'm saying?
If Larissa feels weird about it, I will stop because she's a friend of mine.
Let's put it this way. She has to take a 40-minute rape bath when she leaves this place. Anyway, you just added a half hour to that.
Don't make me feel.
You added extra loofing to a rape bath.
I want to just say, to be fair, it was not sexual. Tad was rubbing spices into her to marinate for later.
He's tenderizing her. Okay. Yes, that's all right. It's like cartoons. You know when people have been stranded on the desert island and the guy starts looking like a pork chop and the other guy starts looking like... That's how Tad sees people. Yes, it's like the Terminator. No, not like the Terminator. What's the other Schwarzenegger? He sees a food signature on everybody. I'm not Adam. It's the Predator. He doesn't see me. He doesn't know what color my eyes are. He sees me in the shape of a pork chop. Dave's a hamburger patty. Teresa's meatloaf. Brusket is a whole rump roast.
Yes,
but that's
is.
All he sees. He sees a food signature around everything.
Really?
And as he turns to things that are like washing machines and durable goods, he sees them. No, nothing. No food to signature that.
Really? We're going to go
All
that
right.
Way.
We already went. Tad, off with you. Larissa, you, sweetie, talk to me after the show if you need any. If you need anything.
Well.
If you need
Thank
anything.
You.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you know what? One good turn deserves another. Start with the rubbing, baby doll.
All right, I'll be there.
No.
When these incidents happen, a lot of girls blame themselves, and I don't want you to blame yourself. I started to, but actually, I think I'm okay with it.
Larissa, you're too single and too foxy and too friendly. That's the
Thanks.
Problem.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
thing. You need to
thing.
Change. You need to change one of those things.
I know.
Okay.
And how are things going with Jerron, by the way?
All right, now,
I'm
where
going
are we
to
going?
The Magic Castle with him.
Really?
Yes.
That's what he calls his underpants, by the way. You want to go to the Magic Castle? Sure. Sounds like fun. Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Wow, lots of guys waving wands around and stuff coming out. Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Name your underpants or your groin region the Magic Castle. You want to go to the Magic Castle? Sounds good.
That is good. Jerron, I got to give him credit. You know, they went on a date a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and Larissa said she wasn't interested, but mm-hmm. I like Jerron's stick-to-itiveness. Mm-hmm. He's still going after it. Good for him.
Yep. A lot of people call that desperation. All right. Let's take a break. Yeah. We ran too long. Then news, then sports after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
This is Tori Spelling. You're listening to the insert adjective here. Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, I get it.
The Adam Carolla Show.
It's time now for free advice from heavyweight champion James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Tony, I'm the mother of two children, ages 7 and 4. In a recent child development class, there was a discussion about sex education for small children. My professor mentioned that if children aren't asking questions about sex, we should initiate talks with our children. She also said that children should have the sex talk by 8 years old. Is this correct? What's the best age to have the sex talk, and is there a limit on how much we should talk about? Sylvia in San Diego.
Dear Sylvia, much depends upon the level of maturity of the child, which can vary from individual to individual. Parents should certainly use correct terminology when talking about body parts. It's best to arm children with the knowledge before their hormones kick in. I agree with the professor that by the age of 8 or 9, some discussions of puberty should be introduced. If you wait much longer, your children will hear the facts from their friends instead of from you. And too often, the information they receive from the peers is incorrect.
Free advice from heavyweight champion James Lights Out Tony.
I don't know if they have subtitles in radio, but let's look into that, because for our next batch, I think we're going to start using those. Like they used on A Surreal Life with George Jefferson.
Yeah.
Again, if you're born in this country and you speak no other language other than English and you're subtitled on your reality show, bad sign. Some would say an insult. All right, it is now time, finally, to get to Teresa Strasser and her Metro news.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Let me just say now, if anything happens to me, I would hope that Tracy Metro would have this job.
Okay.
God bless her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, look into, hope the police investigate where Tracy Metro was.
Done and done.
She's talented and lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay, now to the news. Former Vice President Al Gore has made a documentary about global warming, which opens in theaters tomorrow. You may have seen a trailer for it if you've been to the movies in the last couple weeks. When President Bush was asked if he planned on seeing Gore's film, his response, quote, doubt it. Gore shot back, offering to stop by the White House anytime, any day, and show Bush his documentary or a slideshow on global warming.
Well, Bush talked to God, and God said there's no such thing as global warming. You want to talk about a good way to get laid, you know, second only to working with retarded dolphins. Doing it. Could you imagine that? You're out in Los Angeles telling the chicks you're working on a documentary on global warming. Legs just flying apart when they hear that news. Yeah, I really think he just does that to get college tail when he's on the road.
I believe he is married with
Scott Tipper.
Kids.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll show him the Tipper.
All right. In entertainment news, we've been talking about Oprah's Legends Ball. Special aired last night on ABC. And one point that Oprah really went out of her way to make is that no detail was left to chance. That the love she was showing her heroes, the love is in the details. Now, here is Mariah Carey discussing.
And I'm looking at this invitation. I'm just astonished by the beauty of it. Every little detail was fabulous. Even the color was unusual.
It was green.
Oh, I thought she was talking about herself. Whoa, what happened? Remember a few short years ago, Mariah Carey was legally insane. She was running up and down the street wearing a Napoleon hat, being chased by a guy with a giant butterfly net. And I thought to myself, great, fantastic. She'll be institutionalized somewhere and we'll never hear from her again. Oh, but she's back.
Now she's one of America's greatest treasures.
Well, she was suffering from exhaustion, which I get if you're a coal miner.
Please, doesn't Oprah get exhausted trying to blow her own breath up her own took eye?
Oprah also, she commissioned a poem for the event.
Commissioned a poem. Yeah. Brandon or Mark the poet?
It makes both of them seem like Wordsworth. Ready?
Maya Angelou, Ruby Dee, Loretta Scott King, Cicely Tyson, Diane Ross. We speak your names.
That was the refrain.
Everybody in this crowd, waterworks, tears flowing.
Sure.
I cried.
It was the most obnoxious thing I've ever seen in my life. And with all the detail and planning, it was very much like a wedding, which I was watching it with Miss Cindy, and she pointed out it is sort of like a wedding, in which case, if it's such a sacred event to gather these women who you idolize, then why would you put it on TV? If it's that meaningful and sacred to you, why does it need to be on TV?
To share with the world.
I am telling you, Oprah's only lament in life is that she does not have a phallus that she could attempt to perform fellatio on. Because that would be it. It'd be like a snake eating its own tail.
Aren't I wonderful, world? That's what Oprah says with this special.
Well, I vacillated
How about this? Let me ask this. Sorry for cutting off. Dude. Oprah has no children.
Correct.
She has dogs.
When women decide they want no children, that to me is a flaw. Now, a lot of folks... How many kids do you have, T?
I do have baby fever, if that counts.
Okay, that's good.
I want kids.
No, listen, listen. People were cut out a certain way. Man was meant to do this. Women were meant to do that. When a guy doesn't want kids, if you're George Clooney and you don't want kids, I understand it. There's no real biological mandate. Your mandate is to bang 19-year-olds. When you're a woman and you're now in your 50s and you've decided to, no room for kids, that is a kind of crazy narcissism, supreme narcissism, which is no one else exists but me. And if I have kids, I'm going to have to be a parent to these kids. And then I'm going to have to take time out of staring in a full-length mirror and time writing books and time having player's balls. And I'm going to have to go talk to the kids. And they won't do it.
Okay, I've got to make this quick.
Show me a woman
yes.
who does not want children, and I'll show you a nutty, narcissistic broad. Thank you. Or supremely damaged goods.
True.
Interesting. Madonna, who does have kids, kicked off her confessions tour in Inglewood, and the Catholics are already mad at her. One Catholic League president said, quote, knock off the Christ bashing. This because she comes down in a giant mirrored cross with a crown of thorns on her head, singing Live to Tell. Lastly, former Governor McGreevy, I promised I'd get to this. He's got a book coming out, also called Confessions. And he admits to trying to turn himself straight by staring at Playboy.
Yeah.
Marrying two women and fathering two children. And he also admits to anonymous sex at rest stops. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Wow.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
We really need to put a second rest stop next to the rest stop so that the gays could take a breather from banging each other on the first rest stop.
Well, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. And let me ask you this. Is a rest stop ever used for resting? It's either we're slashing hikers' throats or there's
gay sex
abounds. But there's no actual weary travelers that are actually resting.
Well, I wish we could go further into detail.
We get rid of all rest stops.
Just held up the short sports sign. So,
yeah, I got the bums rush too.
Look how happy he did it too. He did it like Scrabble style. The O is shared in short sports.
Yeah,
and he's delighted.
Makes a cross.
So he just saw Richard Pryor on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, he is delighted with himself. All right,
not that funny, Bruska. But anyway. Something else that wasn't that funny for Clippers fans. Game 7 in the Valley of the Sun, a.k.a. Teresa Strasser's vagina. Scorching affair.
It's hot down.
Billy Crystal and Penny Marshall were there. Suns ran the Clips out of the building, out of the playoffs, dashed the dreams of Crystal, Malcolm in the Middle, and literally dozens of Clippers fans from around the world.
Sure.
And let me just say quickly, I've gotten a number of emails. Shame the devil if anybody took me putting down Billy Crystal as a bandwagoner. I said he was driving the bandwagon because he's a longtime actual fan.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else who's jumped on is a bandwagon.
That's right.
And according to you, he spent last night in my vagina, so God bless him.
That's right.
We're getting confused.
Where it was bobblehead night, but I did get cut off from the beer in the third period, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Strict rules in the vagina.
Yeah, well, you know, they had an incident where somebody threw a chair some years ago, so they cut the booze off.
I don't allow glass bottles in there anymore.
Yeah.
Much more entertaining.
The dunking gorilla, though, in T's vagina. I don't care that the kid uses a mini tramp. It is spectacular what he does at the Valley of the Sun.
I'm glad you brought him up. He was the series MVP.
The G spot is for gorilla. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. On to the defending champion Spurs and Dallas Mavericks game. Marvelous series. It was back and forth. Overtime last night, the visiting Mavericks and their classy owner, Mark Cuban, take the series. They now square off with the Suns. Tonight, Shaq Fu and his fancy new pals from Miami travel to the equally fancy city of Detroit for the start of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, results from your nation's pastime. Dodgers continue their hot streak. They knocked off the Rockies last night. Half game back to the Arizona Snakes, who dumped the Bucks, the Pirates, much to my chagrin, but nothing new there. The Gigantics whipped the Cards. Seattle Mariners all over Bolt. Athletics losers, Padres too, and the Hey Lose, Hey Lose, the Hey Lose. Yeah. That's what they're going to be, the Hey Losers.
Yeah.
The way they're playing, 11 game under, fast becoming the laughing stock in the American League with another loss. Stanley Cup puck, 5-0-0 this evening. The Great White North, the place to be. Edmonton Oilers and the Anaheim Ducks. Oilers up 2-0 in the series. Ducks better win. Or they'll be lame ducks. Am I right?
Dave, that was clever, David. You should write that down. That was really clever. I thought that was clever. You should write that down.
Thank you.
Is that the end?
It'd be nice.
Well, there is one sad aftermath. There is one thing I do wish to point out. That, you know, obviously a lot of people are heartbroken that the Chichu-Temu series did not come to pass. But even worse than that, the man who I crafted the songs with, you know, the Elvis Costello to my Burt Bacharach, or vice versa. Rich Banks. What I do is I lay down the vocals. I was laying down the vocals, and I would email them off to him, and this showed up for me this morning. This was waiting for me in an unmarked...
So you're sort of the Bernie Toppin.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Toppin, not Bottomin. I think Elton was the bottom.
I see. All right. Either way, this was waiting for me, unmarked. I don't know who it came from, but here's a little something from the Banks address.
You've got mail.
Oh, Damashek. All right. Well, let's see here. I would appreciate it if you would record. Chichu. Oh, boy. All right. Let's listen to this thing.
Keeping your head above Oilers.
Oh, no more. All right. Where's my gun?
Chichu.
Oh, sweet release.
Wow, he killed himself.
Honey, dinner's ready. Oh, my God. Damn you, Damashek! Damn you to hell!
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
So Rich Banks is out in Arizona.
I get the impression
he killed himself. And producer Angie came walking in. Is that what happened?
Oh no! How dare you, Teresa Strasser in the starring role as Rich Banks' wife?
Wow!
Thank you.
Try it again. Damn you, Damashek.
I think I can't ever top that take. That was my Hamlet.
That's the point. Yes, when Bob Beamon went 27 feet, they didn't ask him if he wanted another jump.
You're right.
That was enough. Yes, T?
Yes, I wanted to say, first of all, I'd like to hear more about your thoughts that women who don't want to have kids are deranged. I find that very interesting, though I do want to have kids. But I thought of a kid name last night when I was watching the Mavericks coach. I think a cute name for a girl, Avery.
Avery is a cute name for a girl. Yeah, I do. I think I've heard it once or twice, but it's not very common. It's a solid name for a chick.
Think about it.
All right, it doesn't really suggest anything, no nationality or anything,
it's
nice. It's very nice. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Dennis Leary is still going to be joining us on the show. Def Rat Guy as well. Also, Jamie Kennedy and company, Andy Dick. Oh, so much show to go after this.
Adam Carolla Show. This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like.
Hi, this is Jessie Jane, and every time I get invited to come to the Adam Carolla Show, I end up taking off my clothes. I mean, I have opinions on stuff.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn. The Adam Carolla Show.
Oh my God. I'm babysitting for a friend of mine. He has a pet monkey, and I took the remote control away from him. He went nuts. Now he's got a knife. He's got a steak knife from the kitchen. He's got me cornered. I don't know what to do. I'm at 29 Elm Street.
Have you tried calling 911?
No, I couldn't get through. Oh my God. What should I do? Should I hit him?
You won't. 911.
I can't get to the phone right now.
You're on the phone right now.
Oh, my God! Help!
She did bring up a pretty valid point.
Yeah.
We probably meant the other phone. Dennis Leary doing a little crank anchor fun for us. Also, speaking of crank anchors, Jamie Kennedy, another crank anchor alum, is also going to be in. Actually is in. We'll bring him in a few, but Dennis is going to be on the phone shortly. Before then, a quick thought. And then we'll talk to Teresa about the essay she was nominated for from the LA Press Club. I was driving home yesterday thinking, apropos of nothing, hoity-toity and fancy-schmancy. Well, it seems to me we don't need the schmancy or the toity.
Right.
Hoity would do it, because there's no, hoity doesn't mean anything else. It's not like hoity, huh? Toity. Ah, now I see where you're coming from. We don't need the hoity, the toity, or the fancy, the schmancy. Just fancy covers fancy schmancy.
I'm with you on fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
But hoity-toity is a lot of fun to say.
You like toity?
It's the pleasure.
Well, if you like toity, why don't we just say toity-toity?
The combination, though.
Hey, like hoity-toity?
Hoity-toity. I just like, it's fun. It's
a luxury. How about we compromise with hoity-schmancy?
Well,
People know what you meant.
You
I don't need you in your hoity-schmancy three-piece suits. I'm a working man.
Or fancy sometimes have to be differentiated between fancy schmancy or could be fancy pants.
Fancy pants, yeah. Well, fancy pants is when you think you're hot stuff, but fancy schmancy is when something is hot.
It's outward.
Yeah, maybe fancy schmancy is for inanimate objects and fancy pants is when a guy thinks he's the cat's meow.
Right. Artsy fartsy?
I like the fartsy part of artsy fartsy. I'm not in love with the artsy part, but if I have to get through the artsy to the nougaty center known as fartsy, then so be it. That's my whole thing. When people say artsy fartsy, they go artsy, and I'm like, I have my arms folded. Yes, yes, fartsy. Ah, now we're talking. Yeah, I'd like that change to fartsy fartsy or fartsy toity. Toity fartsy.
Toity schmancy.
Schmancy farty. Wait, the name for the twins.
Hoity and toity?
Hoity toity, fancy pants, artsy fart, artsy and farts.
That's cute. It's a little artsy fartsy.
Who gets which?
Wait, is artsy fartsy a little too hoity toity for you?
I think it might be a little too fancy pants.
But not fancy schmancy?
No, it's different.
Fartsy schmancy? I think they're Jews.
Yep, I know, definitely.
Fartsy and schmancy Silverberg.
I saw them at Nate and Al's Deli getting a platter.
What? Such horrible meal in such small portions. Where's my hi-hat when I need it? All right, where were we? What were we talking about? Teresa Schmisa, that's what we're talking about. I read her essay yesterday. She was nominated from the L.A. Press Club. Won last year.
Yes.
Reigning champion.
Yes. I will not win this year, I don't think.
If you do win, could you send an American Indian up to accept your award?
Yeah, like Brando, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do. I'll translate. Okay. I'll be a Chief Thunder Bear.
I want to thank the LA Press Club members for this award. I'm very, very honored. I didn't think I was going to win, and I want to thank everybody, my editors, and everybody else who helped me to win this award. I want to thank my evil stepmother for being such a humongous biatch that...
Wanna hit you, Kaya, biatch, yeah, that, yeah. You know what I don't like? I don't like when people translate and they put your word first. They take that, Spanish will do that, they'll take your good word and they'll put it at the front, like you'll go, I want to thank my stepmother for being such an incredible bitch, and you'll hear him go, bitch, and then speak the whatever. It's like, oh, listen, Paco, I ended with that word, you end with it too, I don't care.
Don't freestyle.
Yeah.
I'm the award-nominated writer here, I don't need your changes.
That's right, all right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
In closing, I would also like to say that this just shows that even a Jew can make it as a writer. Me and Halle Berry are standing on the shoulders of giant Jews. Also,
you paused.
At the silent auction in the lobby, if anybody else bids on the Clippers ball, there's going to be trouble. Thank you guys so much. That'd be my whole speech.
All right. No, that was good enough. You heard the music swelling.
Yeah, I don't want to go on too long.
Time to wrap it up.
Right.
All right, let's talk to Karen quickly. Karen?
Hey, this is Karen.
Karen or Karen?
Sharon with an S.
Oh, Sharon.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's happening, Sharon?
Not much. I heard Teresa recommend a baby name, so I thought I would call in with a couple.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So far, the front runners are Artsy and Fartsy.
Right. Or Avery and Johnson.
Hmm. Solid,
Artsy
too.
Artsy and Fartsy is hard to compete with, but mm-hmm. I tried to match your last name with a good first name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for a boy, I thought Cole, C-O-L-E.
A little pretentious.
I like
a little
it.
Pretentious.
Well, okay. It's one. I would say Cole was cool 20 years ago, but now every third guy's naming his kid Cole.
Here's how it would be cool: is if you spelled it like the mineral
Cole,
C-O-A-L.
No. I thought you meant the department store. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Yeah, and I'm from a Kentucky family that had Cole, so mm-hmm. it goes really well.
All right.
But for the girl, I thought Cadence, and maybe even call her Katie short, Katie Corolla. That was cute.
Cadence.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, but a little sweet. Sort of, it's a little pretentious or something. I'm not sure what, I can't figure out what's wrong with that.
Okay, I'll go back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm. Probably, oh, drawing board. Oh, I see. Yeah, I know you're going back to. All right, go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
But thank you for your participation.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a break. Dennis Leary, in theory, is going to be joining us on the program, but certainly Jamie Kennedy and Stu the Jew are coming in here in just a moment. So we'll hear from one of them, both of them, or all of them, if that makes any sense. Also, Deaf Rat Guy moments away, Andy Dick as well. All that still coming up after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dave Attell. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And some flunky intern's going to pick up the phone and put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to probably Air Supply. It's worth it.
If you're going to wake up with a strange hairy man, it might as well be him. The Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Dennis Leary's on the phone, Jamie Kennedy and Stu Stone in the studio. You guys just hang loose for 1 second. We'll talk to, but if you have anything to say, by all means, I don't want to stifle you guys.
All right. Dennis is important.
Yeah, he is. Can't keep him waiting. Dennis?
You guys hear me?
Yes.
What's going on?
Dennis Leary. Dennis, I have not seen you since I was working as a stand-in for one of the bad guys in Judgment Night.
Get out of here.
I was on that set. I was one of the stand-ins for the long-haired guy who was killed, thankfully, toward the end of the shooting, which got me a few days more work on that movie.
That was one of the classics of all time, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was the Citizen Kane of...
That thing took months to shoot. We were in Chicago doing nights for like 3 months, and then we came to LA and it rained for like 17 straight days. We were shooting nights, right?
It was the greatest gig in the world to me, doing stand-in work, because you got paid meal penalties if they went long. You got paid for sitting around. You just hung out at the snack table the whole time, and you just took a nap if you needed to. It's the greatest gig in the world. I wish I could break back into doing stand-in work.
I'm sure we'll be glad to have you.
Dennis, congratulations on...
He gigs gone, but he wants to go back to work.
Yeah, I think... I think we got a bad connection. Can you hear me okay, Dennis?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's a little bumpy. Are you on a landline?
Oh.
I'm gonna take that as a no. I'm going to take the static as a no.
Is this better?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me? All right. I'm going to take the two beeps as a no as well.
Well, Jamie Kennedy's right here. Why don't we have Jamie Kennedy pretend to be Dennis Leary? And we'll continue it that way.
Here's his bio. Does that help you?
All right.
Well, you got to rescue me.
Dennis, you're one of six godfathers to Elizabeth Hurley's son.
Yeah. It's wicked there.
Smoker.
It's...
I did not know this, yeah. Dennis. Your cousin of Conan O'Brien?
Yeah. The guy never put me on the show there. How's his accent?
That sound about right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't curse on the show, but I remember that song here.
I don't know. I think Dennis is a little more staticky. Other than that, it was spot on. Well, thank God Jamie Kennedy's in studio.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm very glad to be here. Your producer is, by the way, I have to tell you something. How many times have I been on the radio with you?
Many, many times.
5, 10. You're the man. You always hook me up. Your producer is, Jamie, I have you on a minute, but Dennis is calling from Zimbabwe, and if he calls, I'm going to have to bump you. Just, so then he called on like some cell phone. He's like, well, maybe we can get him back. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Is Dennis that important?
I didn't say
important?
I was going to bump you. I said, come on in and just hang loose.
Dennis is a huge star. I got to bump you, Jamie.
Let me clarify
then
that.
I got in trouble for my paper.
Bump is gay slang, by the way. He didn't mean nothing to do with the show. He meant physically assault you.
That's flattering.
Yes, yes.
That's what I was thinking.
Jamie is here along with Stu Stone.
What's up,
Adam? A.K.A.
Stu the Jew.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
Blown Up is the name of the show, MTV Tuesday nights, 10:30. Now, in this show, you are both going to attempt to become legitimate raptors.
We will
raptors,
become,
rap stars.
We
you will be.
Become, yes, yes.
Did you say raptors?
Raptors. I think I did, yes.
Dennis is calling.
How does it... He actually is. How does that work?
You know, you guys just drop it like it's hot. You know what I'm saying,
right.
Adam? Basically, me and Stuart, we're always doing rap songs on the side.
Always. Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
what we do.
I was doing movies. He does movies. He was in Donnie Darko. He had a small little part.
I was a stand-in.
He did cartoons.
Uh-huh.
And we always did these stuff on the side, and we started to make songs. And then, like, we had, like, the songs got more and more, and long story short, we went to try to get a record deal, and everyone just thought we were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the process of getting a record deal is so insane that we just started to film it.
And so you legitimately are going out, meeting with executives, playing
everybody.
Them demos.
Demos, executives, like, every, like, E-40, RZA. We have so many different rappers we meet. I can't tell you too many, but there's, like, surprises.
And is it the kind of thing where, I mean, obviously, was comedy your first love and rap your second? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Comedy rap is his first love.
Look, I like to make people laugh, but I also like to drop jewels. You know, I like to get into the lab. You know what I'm saying? We mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
You have that little rap thing inside of you that not many people know about.
Can you let any of it out at this point?
I can let some out now. You want me to rap some stuff now?
Yeah,
if you have something.
But well, like people say, what do you rap about? Like yesterday I was on the Ellen DeGeneres show,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, what do you have to rap about, Jamie? You know, and it was like, you know, I was talking about like what I know about. Like I rapped about my ex-girlfriend. She's a really cute girl. She was a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
She was his girlfriend for 3 songs.
And she had like, I'm going to ask you this. She had one boob. That hung
she
a little
had one
bit.
Boob.
Yes, no, that's very common.
She had one boob that hung lower.
Right.
And
everyone.
The other one.
Boobie!
And so it was called.
Little asymmetry, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like guys have one little, you know.
Bad
so
surgery.
We have this song called I Like Your Left. You can't say the word, but yeah, I Like Your Left.
T-I-T.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You can't say that. So
right.
That's what the song is. We wrote a song about that. And I could start it if you want. And you want to hear a little beatbox?
You want to do that for
yeah,
me, Adam?
Like that.
Jewish beatbox?
Sure.
With some crap left in it. Yeah, what?
Corolla.
Yeah, what?
Corolla.
Oh, I like your bra. Baby, take it off and reveal the soft. I wanna feel those memories in my hand. Ooh, when I do, I feel like a man. Yeah, that is the plan, girl, for tonight. You know I'm grabbing the left one and never the right. I love your left boob, what do you know? Go figure, better than the right, cause it's slightly bigger. Oh my Jesus, look at these. It's wrecked so hot, look, 300 degrees. It's I like your left, ooh.
Better than your right one.
I like your left.
Nice.
That was really good.
Yes.
Beginning.
Sign us.
It's the beginning, you know what I mean?
Someone sign us, please.
Dre and Snoop.
That was poignant and powerful.
The Jew can hold it down, right?
Yep.
I'm telling you, if I could do that, I would never stop.
I used to kill him in the yeshiva with that.
Is that like Jew church?
Yeah.
It's like Jew school.
Okay. Like Jew living school.
Okay. They got to do what they got to do.
Hey, ladies.
We need to take ourselves a little break.
Wait, Leary's calling?
Leary's no. calling.
Jeez.
No. It'll be your first rivalry. I mean, Leary, all big rappers.
I mean, I'm not
that
beef with them.
Nah, I don't want beef with Leary.
Rescue Me is a good show, though.
Jamie Kennedy in studio, Stu the Jew, blowing up on MTV. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
After this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
Let me explain the genius of Gene Simmons.
The powerful and attractive Gene Simmons.
It's like what Snoop Dogg did with pot. Snoop Dogg can smoke pot wherever Snoop wants to smoke pot because he is Snoop Dogg. Gene has done the same thing for his genitalia.
Every woman complains that none of the guys tell her the truth. So you should look into the eyes of your beloved and say, I desire you with every inch of my being, but I want your mom and your sister too.
Yeah, I should have done it with pot and sex.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Adam Carolla Show.
Jamie Kennedy, Stu the Jew.
Available on iTunes.
In studio. iTunes. Yeah. While you're on iTunes, grab the Coolier rap. That to me
now?
Even better. Yeah, it's out now. Blowing Up, name of the MTV show, Tuesday nights at 10:30.
That's tonight.
Tonight. Oh, that is tonight.
You're going to watch it, Adam?
I will.
TiVo it. Season pass it.
I will absolutely do that. Couple things. First off, we have something to get to. Well, I'll just sell it. We won't get to it yet. Jerron is here, the world's whitest black man. We have the world's blackest Jew and the world's whitest black.
Jerron. The hizzle.
He is off the hizzle.
How you doing, man?
Chilling. What's up with you, Doc?
You've come a long way, Jerron.
Nice work.
I'm learning.
You got a dog in there.
Big Tad is also in here. They're going to do a little rap about Larissa. They both share a love for intern Larissa. Big Tad,
what up, dog?
Has not thrown his tremendous hand in the ring, but she's hot, and you're into her, right?
She's cute.
Yeah. You were giving her a massage I walked in the office at 7:10. Yes, and you were massaging her back.
Jealous?
Maybe.
Do you want me to give you a back rub? I could do it. That's part of my job,
all
I heard.
All right, Ted. Part of your other jobs, shut the F up. Now, where were we? So, they're going to do a rap, and I want you guys are professional rappers.
Yeah. Look at him. He gave us the mantle. That was nice, buddy.
Yes, born to rap. I want you to judge and tell us who's better. First, Jamie, I noticed a few things. First off, we're talking during the break. You know Larissa. You know some of her friends.
Larissa's, I want to know Larissa. This is Stu, and I want to know Larissa.
Larissa's dad is a porn accountant.
Oh, God.
And she somehow knows everyone who works in the industry, yes?
Yeah. A lot of them.
And you know some friends that Jamie has in the industry?
I know someone that Jamie knows very well. I practically lived with her.
Ooh.
And I know someone that Stu knows.
Both porn stars.
One very well-known.
I know a girl named Bobbert.
Mm-hmm.
That is her name, Bobbert.
They're just friends on MySpace. It's
very nice.
Right.
MySpace.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So they were running with these guys, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I picked Bobbert up from Jamie's house once.
Where, really?
Really?
Just when they
was
were
she
friends.
Carrying
they
her shoes
friends.
Over her shoulder?
Panties in the no, handbag? They were all just friends for a little bit of time. I don't know. I didn't hear very much about it.
But. Rap stars have porn stars over just to hang out all the time.
We play your stuff on iTunes.
Sure. What rhymes with platonic? So nothing. You never had sex? I don't think anything, by the way. Maybe bubonic plague or teutonic.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Supersonic.
Ironically, what rhymes with platonic? So no sex with the porn star, Jamie.
We're friends. She would come to the factory, actually, Laugh Factory, mm-hmm. Tuesday night. You know, they have a big night there, and I go down and play it.
Right.
Porn stars like to laugh.
They love to laugh.
And if she couldn't have Dane Cook, she'd settle for Jamie Kennedy.
I know,
quite handy.
Boy, he's got a lot of friends on MySpace.
He really does. All right, so Big Tad, Jerron, are you guys ready to bust a little freestyle for these guys? Did you work something up?
Yeah, I got a little something right here, Adam.
And the theme is a beautiful Larissa. Now, you're going out again with Larissa, right?
Yes.
Even though the first date didn't work out that well.
Oh, it went well.
Larissa.
I think it went well.
You guys went on a date? Really?
Yeah.
And well, she went out with Nick Cannon?
Well,
that was after me. She got my leftovers.
Sloppy
you
seconds.
Really only date white black guys, huh?
We sent them out. We sort of forced them to go out. I'm surprised to hear you two are going out again.
He invited me to the Magic Castle. I still...
Again, that's just
yeah,
what he calls his underpants.
I've never dated a black guy
I'm telling
before.
You. Really?
Jerron was my first
just
black
Puerto
date.
Ricans.
Okay. She made sure she looked at us and told us that, by the way.
Yeah. You guys are honorary blacks, by the way, you understand. Okay, Jerron, how about you do a little rap for, and then Big Tad will come up second.
All right, this is about Fat Tad right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, 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 this is fresh for the 2006.
Oh, God.
MySpace is your only claim to fame. You're washed up and lame. You're fat and lazy. You drive everyone crazy.
Hold on a second. Stu, any kind of jukebox we can put behind this?
Then instead of, you want me to beatbox?
Maybe. I think I like that better. It's more organic.
We're going to have to find some pretty deep pockets for him to get into.
Uh-oh.
All right, here we go.
Take it from the top.
All right.
Where are we going to lose that beat?
I'll add some flavor to it.
Do we have to lose this beat?
You kind of do.
All right. One or the other?
That's one. I mean, I'll do it with this beat. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, take two. All right, this is for the 2006 on the Adam Carolla Show. All right, MySpace is your only claim to fame. You're washed up and lame. You're fat and lazy. And you drive everyone crazy. Now you try and take my tick, but the very thought of you makes her sick. You seriously thought she'd choose a fat tub of lard over someone who has a player's card? It's been 6 years since she got laid.
Ralph's Club.
No chick wants to have sex with you unless they're paid. You're fat with a huge rack. I'm huge in other places because I'm black. Mm. Why can't you take a clue that no girl wants you? So stick to masturbating. Seriously, we don't need you to do any more procreating.
Wow. Was that you close your eyes, you think 50 Cent at the end of the room. It's just, I tell you, close your eyes and just listen to it. It's uncanny.
Am I on 8 Mile? Because this is a battle.
Yeah, walk on home, boys.
That's rap.
Had a lot of rhythm.
And he's black, too.
Is that Wayne Brady?
Amazing.
Wayne Brady.
Well, I think it at the very least, we're breaking down a lot of stereotypes this morning.
Smashing icons.
We have a Jew on the beatbox. Yes. We have a black guy that can't rap to save his life.
That was really crazy.
We've got an Irish guy that's friends with porn girls.
That's right. All right, Big Tad, what's your response?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Turn up the music. Jerron, you poor little... I just made you look like a bitch-ass sucker in front of your girl you want to take out. The only problem is that I have a lot of clout. You see, you got to understand that you are not the man that has a lot of fun. So run along, son, before you get hurt with what I'm about to say. 1, 2, 3... Let's play. Larissa dates men who are over 30. That's one thing I got over you, little Miss Purdy. Second thing is, I'm making quite a bit of money. I can't take her to Red Lobster or even the Ivy. Third thing is, I know I'm a bit chubby, but when it comes to cuddling, I'm all that, honey. So as you can see, Larissa should pick me, because at the end of the day, you won't have to pay. So long, Jerron, run back to your frat, because Larissa knows where her loving's at.
Mm. Good to see the Notorious B.I.G. is back in action.
Did he just call me honey?
Yeah, I did call you honey.
Yeah.
I don't think that was long enough.
Notorious F.A.T.
Yeah. Goes straight into the point.
That does give Jamie and I hope to get a record deal.
I mean, jeez.
Wow, yeah, I'd like to get into it myself. It really makes you realize how difficult rapping
rhythm
truly
is. Sucked out of the room.
Well, I hate to declare a winner, because it doesn't seem right to reward that.
Can I just win the date?
Yeah, that's what I think. Stu the Jew, you should go out with Larissa.
If you could freestyle a rap about her on the spot.
She could be my girl, and I could be her guy. I want to stick my corned beef between her eye. That's not for real, though. I'm like the third date.
Well, that was pathetic. I label you both losers. Jerron, you lost a little more, but I don't want to use the win word when it pertains to you.
Yours was better, though, for real.
Sorry. Big Ted, you're better than Jerron.
But not by much.
That's good. At least I won, though.
Cheese Puff Daddy.
That'll be on iTunes, by the way.
We will. I want to thank Jamie Kennedy and Stu the Jew for coming in here.
Thank you.
Sorry, you had to endure that.
Can I plug my things?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tonight at 10:30 is the show. Mm-hmm. We don't have a deal. You can go to iTunes and get our songs. Rolling with Saget is out right now. There's going to be another song tonight.
Circle, circle, dot, dot.
Also, I have my stand-up comedy CD that came out today. It's called Unwashed. I did be able to do that, and that has a song on it too called I Like Your Left Boob, what I rapped earlier.
I noticed you autographed it to somebody.
It's the only one I did.
Porno chick.
I did it. She left it behind.
Wow.
I wasn't a porno girl. I was a nice girl.
Blowing up porno. MTV tonight, 10:30.
Yeah.
We will take a quick break. We'll be back with the Deaf Frat Guy after this.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you can think of a better way to wake up, we'd like to hear it.
Big Tad went on a date last night. What base did Tad get to?
It was a really good makeout, maybe a little bit more, but that was that.
Little bosom. You felt Tad's bosom?
She
reached back, undid Tad's bra. One hand. No struggling.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
The frat guy in studio.
I have decided to start my own fraternity. Let me explain the coat of arms. The beer funnel,
right.
Which represents joy.
I'm looking at
joy.
And the potato gun, which represents strength. Flanking the herald is a jackrabbit, which represents virility and getting down.
Right.
On the other side, representing wisdom, is the owl. Now, you will notice that it's vomiting green bile. Puking bile represents purity and a new start.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maverick. Jason. Deaf frat guy. Formerly of the Teak House, 50-year senior, now going on to 6-year.
The Teaks gave him lemons, and he made lemonade. The Teaks, they said they don't want him, so now he started his own frat. But he still, you think that would be a great time right now for him, but he still seems like he's in a
Delta Phi Gamma.
Hell yeah.
So how's it been going? I mean, I've never started a frat. Is it, it's been a couple weeks now. We went online, we see your picture.
I don't even know what day it is today.
Wow.
I've been so busy doing the frat. And some very good things have happened. Mm-hmm. And some very bad things.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Wow. You know, you always see him come in here. He's either mad at brisket or he's loaded or he's yelling at the gypsies that rolled him in Lake Havasu. But this is a very reflective one, deaf frat guy. Really taking time to look inward here.
Moose said, I've been on a slow burn.
About what?
This kid here, Billy, that was supposed to help me with my website.
Right.
Billy, the 17-year-old webmaster.
Webmaster, yeah.
He said he would help me out with it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, he had done some help. And he was supposed to be in today, but he's scared to come in because he knew I would do that on his face.
Oh, wow.
Why?
Because the website, it's unprofessional. It is not befitting of Delta Phi Gamma.
Yeah, it's important at this stage that you have a professional-looking website to attract prospective fraternity brothers, right?
And it's deafratguy.com, right?
Yeah, that's the website. But here's the thing. We are attracting potential...
I noticed there's four pictures of you and then one picture of a guy looks like he's in his 40s with a beard.
Billy puts it up and the photo's not even centered.
Well, who's the guy who looks like he's in his 40s with the beard?
Is that the first member?
That's Axe Wound.
Does he go to USC?
No, he's an older dude.
Oh,
so but he's not a member, though. He's not a brother. He's a pledge.
He's a pledge.
Right, he's a pledge. Oh,
he's a pledge.
Wow.
You're a goddamn disgrace.
The one-on-one hazing has to be uncomfortable in a weird way, you know? Yeah, when a guy has to crawl through a tunnel of paddling, but there's just one guy standing there with a paddle. It's got to be weird.
You know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm not mad at Billy. Billy, please, come. Join us. Please, I promise I would make pledge very easy for you.
The
trap is set.
I see. Yeah.
You will really enjoy Hell Week.
No, I know. I know. It's come on in. The water's warm. And next thing you know, you're looking down the business end of a potato gun.
Hell yeah.
Billy?
Hey, Adam.
What's going on there, Billy?
Nothing much. You know, I was going to come in today, but there was a horrible accident on the Green Line, and everything's shut down on the freeway. So, really.
Well, there should be a brown line in your underpants after hearing what Def Rat Guy had to say about you.
I know. You know, I'm trying to help him out as much as possible with the site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a million other things going on. I got the image up at the top of the page like you wanted me to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to deal with all the PayPal information and sending out the shirts and stuff. And I'm overloaded because...
What's he saying?
Perhaps. He's basically saying he's doing the best he can, but he's overloaded. Some would say thinking a little too much about last weekend's prom.
Yeah. Billy, not only should Delta Fu Gamma be your first priority, it should be your only priority.
Yeah, it should, and I'm very sorry.
If you were a member of Delta Fu Gamma, you would not have gotten blue balls at your prom.
Yeah. You'd saying if he'd been a member of your frat, he would have known how to handle his lady, Nicole, right?
All right.
You would have been in the locker room or snuck into the library getting your bag worked.
I'm not sure if everyone wants to get their bag worked at the prom, but certainly a little more than a platonic date, which is Billy just gave her a punch in the shoulder before he left her stoop. It was pathetic.
Well, Maverick, what happened at your prom? Did you go to yours, I assume?
Hell yeah. But can I say one thing to Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bro, you have to step up to the plate. This is not high school shenanigans. This is real life, bro.
Yeah.
What plays in high school don't play at the frat, dude.
All right.
And the other thing about your prom, dude, you always put bros before hoes.
All right.
Yeah. And when are you going to learn bros before hoes?
Yeah.
Listen, Billy, also, you're a senior.
I am.
Over at Rio Honda, right? Buena Vista. You're a senior over there. You're going to be graduating soon.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking for a frat to join.
Yeah.
I would think twice before I burn Def Frat Guy, considering he's one of the few frat houses that'll take a guy that's not actually attending the college that the frat house is at.
That's a good point.
Okay.
All right.
Bro.
I'm on it.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't make me come over there and do a dance on your face.
Okay. All right. I'm very sorry.
All right, Billy.
All right.
Are you at school now?
No, I'm not. I'm at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, what the hell time is it? What day is it? Shouldn't you be at school?
No, the whole schedule thing got switched around so I can actually work. Yeah. So I can work with the Adam Carolla Show and go to school at night.
Hmm. Do you call it school mostly at night?
Yeah. Because I want to be with you, Adam.
Yeah, I remember when I gave that speech to my counselor in the 11th grade. I'm a nocturnal guy. I like to sleep to about noon. So if we could go ahead and have PE about 3 a.m., that'd be good for me. I'll be climbing the rope. Let's have nutrition about 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Bro, if you ever make it to our frat, your name will be Pinocchio.
Right.
Because you're lying, dude. Dude, did you ever hear the joke? What did the girl say to Pinocchio when she was sitting on his face?
I don't know.
Lie to me.
That's good.
good stuff.
Can I ask, Maverick?
I hadn't heard that before.
Now that you've left Teak, are you still in touch with Ashley?
Hell yeah, Ashley has been really supportive.
Yeah.
She is being an au pair girl for this summer.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But she said in the fall when she comes back, she's going to hang out with us too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to help us decorate the house.
Nice.
Well, when you say us, you mean Axe Wound, your newest pledge.
Dude,
your first pledge.
Bro. we're going to get Mike F.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Minnie. Mm-hmm. Poochie, his uncle, Poochie's uncle. They just have to come back from Hawaii. They're still golfing there. They said, Poochie said that his uncle sat on his nuts.
Really?
What happened? How does that happen?
Yeah, in a golfing trip?
Well, if you don't wear the right kind of undershorts, I guess, as you get older.
They were at a restaurant after they played 36 holes, and he sat down really fast.
It's hot, yeah.
And he sat on his nuts, and he had to go to the hospital.
What? No.
Oh, wow.
So they are there for another 6 or 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I hope, it sort of reminds me of the movie Jerry Maguire, where Cruise was trying to recruit people from the big firm to come with him to start his fledgling company. I hope Mike F. and Poochie and all those guys do, in fact, make the transition with you over to Delta Gamma Fu or Fama Goofa.
Delta Fu Gamma, bro.
Sorry.
Well, Jerry Maguire had a mission statement, and you, too, have a mission.
I would have all this stuff on the website if Billy got...
All right.
Dude, that train is the biggest bunch of BO I've ever heard.
Right. I think it's BS, but...
Whatever.
All right, Billy.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to step it up. Okay. That's all.
All right, I understand.
The train got into a wreck?
You're in Maverick's doghouse. That's the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, snap up, bro.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
I've said it a few times. Billy goes to continuation school, which is something we've invented because we don't want to admit that we're just turning kids away or putting them out in the streets. Kids that can't go to regular high school go to something we call continuation school, which is make your own schedule. If you need to smoke, please do it outside. And you call your teachers by their first name. I would argue that at this point, let's just let them stay home. Let them watch Discovery Channel. They get way more out of life doing that and stop the charade of, well, you can come in at night or you can leave at noon or you can do what you want.
Maverick, you look upset.
Dude, if he got out of his house more, maybe he would not be pulling his pud so much and maybe he would be getting his bag worse.
Okay, now it's getting insulting. We're going to take a break.
Can I say one more thing, bro? Yeah, a lot of... Moose sent this to me, and he wanted me to mention on the air. This show is in grave danger of being overproduced.
Moose said that.
He said it's getting a little bit morning zoo.
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
Well, you think Brusket may have something to do with that, huh?
Dude, he said that you rush everything, the news, the sport.
Now, are you sure Damashek didn't just put you up to that? That wasn't Moose, was it really?
Yeah, Moose, he said his dad or something was in radio.
Oh. Is that the guy who sat on his nuts?
No, that's Poochie.
I'm sorry.
Not Poochie, his uncle.
Right, just for clarity, Poochie's uncle sat on his own bag, not Poochie sitting on his uncle's bag.
Oh, dude, he sat down really fast and his nuts got caught underneath. He has to go to the hospital, bro.
It's not something I'm proud of, but it's happened to the Ace Man more than once.
Really?
It's very humid over there in Hawaii.
Right.
You're not wearing proper shorts. You're wearing the Bermuda shorts. You're out there swinging the club and down into bruise. You're really relaxed. If you have a little asymmetry like I do, it can really be a problem.
Let's not obscure the fact, though, that Moose makes a good point.
Okay. Well taken.
He said he needed in grave danger of being overproduced.
That fat guy is just upset because he had to wait for Jamie Kennedy and he had to wait for Dennis Leary. And this is him lashing back out.
Okay. If you want to join up the Delta Fu Gamma house, what is the website again, Sheck?
Defratguy.com.
All right.
You can join Axe Wound.
Hang out with us, would you, man?
I will, but dude, right now, log on by all means. But dude, this site is going to kick ass right now. It doesn't look so good because Billy is at home.
What's he doing to himself?
Not doing his job.
Right. What is he doing?
He's probably humping a potato gun or something.
Oh. Poor days.
Maverick used to be a nice guy.
He really was. I think this
I'm
whole
a lot of pressure.
He's lashing out. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Oh, we got news, right?
Yes. What's, in fact,
what do we have to look forward to?
You like Lindsay Lohan, right, Maverick?
Hell yeah, fire crotch.
Exactly. Well, the fire crotch monologue, which you may or may not have heard, we have it, and you'll be hearing it after the break.
Mm. Rivals our own Teresa Strasser's Valley of the Sun.
That's right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with news and Def Rat Guy after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. There's a lot more coming up, so stay here.
We went and pulled a scene from When Harry Met Sally. Def Rat Guy, I guess you're going to be Harry.
Hell yeah.
And Sabina, you'll be Sally.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that
yes.
feels great. Like that. Keep going.
Oh, that was so good.
Hell yeah.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of the Adam Carolla Show.
This guy's man, check it out. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. He lets his fist do the talking. This man, a few words. Someone, ironically, who's not short for words. Def Rat Guy, Maverick, in studio. Heated.
Hell yeah.
Here's the deal. You know, Bruska doesn't tell you how to run a frat. Maybe you shouldn't tell him how to run a radio show, you know?
Bro. The show is being dangerously overproduced. If you told me that, say, our kegelator was broken.
Right.
Or the pledges weren't getting paddled enough. I would take your advice. Now, right. When someone, Moose's right. dad, was in radio and he sent this.
But he was on a sales side.
Yes, but he's saying this joke is starting to get a little bit morning dew.
Okay.
Uh-oh, morning dew.
All right.
Morning, dude.
I know. Anyways, we don't want to slip into man cow right. territory here. I don't know. Maybe he's right, Brisket. And like I said, it's true. If I walked into Delta Fugama and I said, "Hey, the kegerator's running a few degrees warm.
Right.
This Mickey's is coming out a little bit warmer. It's a little bit flat, or not enough paddling, or something." You'd take my advice. You wouldn't feel threatened. You wouldn't argue with me.
We may do a dance on your face,
right?
But
right.
we would examine the problem after the fact.
I understand. Interesting. And a revealing. All right, well, hang tight. Hang with us. Again, you can go to, is it defratguy.com?
Right.
You want to join up the Delta Fugama house. And again, the beauty of this thing is you do not have to attend this college. You don't have to go to USC. You don't have to go to any college.
It's state of mind.
Right.
Okay.
Right, I saw on the website, Hatchet Wound looks to be a man, heavy set in his later 40s. A bearded, heavy set.
What's his name again?
Axe Wound.
Oh, Axe Wound, yeah.
Is he going to help you pull chicks?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't. Yeah.
Well, some frats, Def Rat Guy, some frats say things like, all Delta Foos are nice guys, but all nice guys aren't Delta Foos, if you get the meaning. Is everyone eligible to join if they want a party? Or
they are eligible to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it is not. They will be offered big card,
but not guaranteed brotherhood.
Right, you have to make it through Hell Week.
You have to be invited to join.
I see.
Yeah, you got. We don't know if you're Delta Fu material.
What you are seeing on the page up.
Perspective.
Pledges.
Okay.
All right.
You're a good.
It gets pretty emotional talking about it. Speaking of Axe Wound over there. His name is. I think the wounds are still fresh for Maverick, who was recently,
this has been
foisted from the tea house.
This has been a really long week for me.
I understand. I understand.
You were excommunicated. What do they call that when you get kicked out of a fraternity?
Deactivated.
I always thought, by the way, that you were never supposed to call your fraternity a frat.
Mm.
I thought that.
Dude, if you think that you are stuck in medieval times, you have to get on with your life.
Yeah, let me explain here. If you're from San Francisco, you don't like the a-holes from L.A. calling it Frisco. But if you live there, you're allowed to call it Frisco.
Okay, I got
that. That's my point.
Fair enough.
Okay, so we ready to do a little news?
Yes.
Axe wound.
Hang in. Hang in, Def Rat Guy.
Valley of the Sun.
Now it's time for Teresa Strasser in her Valley of the Sun with the news.
If Arnold Schwarzenegger had emigrated to Mexico instead of to the United States, he could never have been governor. That's because Mexican law bans non-natives from being governors, holding seats in Congress, or being on the Supreme Court. In fact, most federal posts are reserved for native-born Mexicans only. The Associated Press recently reported that Mexican cities are now encouraged to ban immigrants from jobs as firefighters, police, and judges.
It's ironic. Mexico has a lot of rules for a nation where you can buy steroids at any pharmacy,
right,
and the cops actually ride wheelies on their motorcycles down the street. It's weird that it's ironic that they have a lot of rules when really they're a lawless community.
In entertainment news, as somebody whose private parts have been called Valley of the Sun, mm-hmm, I'm going to tell you about somebody whose private parts were called Fire Crotch.
Mm.
And that is Lindsay Lohan. Now, here's the story. Oil heir Brandon Davis, who's really not known for much except dating Misha Barton,
mm-hmm,
was walking outside of a nightclub with Paris Hilton when he started going off on Lindsay Lohan. We have some of that tirade now.
Wow.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest sweaty orange anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it. She wants me to see it, but it's out freckles, it's orange, and it smells like diarrhea, so off.
By the way, that's Paris Hilton's maniacal laugh.
Wow, Sir Walter Raleigh over here. Chivalry is not dead.
No.
How hot is Paris Hilton?
Better yet, this guy's Delta Fu material if I've ever heard
Would
it.
Would you like Brandon Davis?
He seems like a really cool guy.
Well, he went on to call Lindsay Lohan Fire Crotch, and then, okay, just when you think the story couldn't get any better, the other night, he was coming out of another Hollywood club, and a random woman, who I don't know her, but if you're out there, please get in touch with us. Mm-hmm. She went off on Brandon Davis.
What does your own taste like, Brandon? Sure, it tastes real well. Go talk about more 19-year-old girlies with little bitch. Asshole. Oh, I'm so fired up right now. Hey, Brandon, what do you have to say about Lindsay Lohan now? Because you heard her money because they gave your daddy.
Ooh, getting the money for that was Tracy Metro. Tracy Metro, by the way.
That was her Metro Minute.
Wow, I love that stuff.
Pretty fun, huh? No one knows who she is.
Now, is Brandon? I didn't understand. Was he dating Lindsay Lohan?
No, he used
or not?
To date Misha Barton.
Right,
and he was with Paris Hilton, who has feuded with Lindsay Lohan. It's very common.
How hot is Misha Barton?
Yeah, I know you're into her because she looks like Ashley.
But Ashley has what?
A little bit of junk in the trunk.
Right.
Okay, but she still looks like Richard Park.
It's awesome listening to imbeciles argue, though, isn't it?
Yes.
This Brandon and whoever he's yelling at.
Yeah.
What's it taste like? Do you eat your own
I bet your own kiki tastes real well.
It doesn't taste well.
I noticed that, too. Okay. Sunday night, Madonna kicked off her Confessions World Tour here in Inglewood, California. Already the Catholic Church is mad, I guess just because she suspended herself from a giant mirrored cross singing Live to Tell. But here's an interesting side note about her concert. In the audience, her rabbi and Rosie O'Donnell, who upgraded to a premium floor seat and left her spouse in the stands.
Yeah, only one seat, huh? She's a multi-seater. Yeah, look, Catholic Church is PO'd at Madonna. They're PO'd at the Da Vinci Code. Just tell us when you're not PO'd, fellas. That'll be news.
Well, if I have a project, I'd like them to get angry at me because all it does is increase ticket sales.
I know. And look, she just does it to screw with them. She straps herself to big, you know, mirror ball crucifix, and she knows everyone's going to get PO'd, and that's fine.
By the way, PETA has announced the winners of its annual Sexiest Vegetarian contest.
Oh.
The sexiest female vegetarian, Kristen Bell of Veronica Mars, with runner-ups including Natalie Portman and Nicolette Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
The sexiest male vegetarian.
There's dude vegetarians?
And guess who?
Prince? Oh, my God. What is going wrong?
Here we go.
What happened?
He says the following, quote.
Oh, he spoke.
Yes.
His Highness opened his mouth and words passed from his precious lips. It was through a publicist. He didn't talk to anybody.
No, worse. It was on his liner notes. Quote, the life of a lamb is no less precious than that of a human being.
Right.
That's true.
Prince. Right. This guy's been going through 19-year-olds for the last 20 years, feed them a little blow, and then nailing them for the last 20 years, but he's worried about sheep. All right.
If you've ever wondered what it's like to do a nude scene with Jennifer Aniston, Vince Vaughn, they got a big movie coming up, The Breakup.
Prince is a vegetarian?
Yes.
God
Why?
Damn.
You wouldn't think so?
In a way, it's weird because he's just obnoxious. Most vegans and vegetarians are obnoxious to right up there with people that don't watch TV and then announce it every 10 seconds. They're vegans and vegetarians mostly so they can announce it to people when they go out to dinner and when you guys hang on, I can't eat that. I'm sorry. I'm vegan. It's a lot like the people that are allergic to stuff you don't care about. Does that have soy in it? Does that have, shut up. You figure it out. Who, my chef goddamn Boyardee over here? Shut up and eat it. You'll be fine. It doesn't have cocoa. Is there caffeine in that? You know those people that have to announce every time he goes somewhere, is there this or I'm that?
Yes.
I hate those people.
They're lactose intolerant, and you're intolerant of their...
lactose.
Right.
The point is this is just one more reason me and Prince could not hang out. Yes, Def Rat Guy.
I was dating a girl who would only drink light beer. That lasted about half an hour before I kicked her ass to the curb. Yeah,
I understand.
You know, Maverick, you may have... Yeah, I know you're looking forward to the breakup, Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn's new movie. Here's Vince Vaughn last night on Extra discussing what it was like to do a love scene with Jennifer Aniston.
Hey, that was the only day I showed up early. I was the last one to leave the set. I was like, guys, I think we're making a mistake walking away from this.
Sure.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. She was about... How many movies can she release in 1 year? I mean, usually people do a large film and maybe a little independent something. Maybe they had a cameo in something. She seems to have a major release every 4 to 6 weeks.
Friends with Money. I think there was Derailed.
Well, how does that? That's the thing. You know, some celebrities are cast aside because they never have hits. When was the last movie that Jennifer Aniston made that did well?
Along Came Polly.
Ugh.
That was 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, god damn, that movie.
But she is hot, right, Maverick?
There's a chick that works in the 7-Eleven right near campus that looks exactly like Jennifer.
Well, maybe it's...
Jennifer Aniston.
Maybe it's her.
They are twins.
Ugh. Let me just ask you this before I wrap. You know, in the Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston pop culture war, who do you favor, Maverick?
I think Angelina Jolie is really hot.
Right. Yeah, she may be having a kid any day now.
Ready to pop, in fact.
Yep,
Brad Pitt sent out some email that was obtained by news sources. That's true. And it says her birthing is imminent.
I also saw on like Entertainment Tonight a doctor who had been flown in to
Namibia.
Bad, by the way. Well, one of the top 10 signs your country isn't working out when they have to fly in guys to actually work on people when they don't live in the country, that's a bad sign.
Yes. By the way, I have to wrap, but I'll just say this: that baby, when it's born, photos of it reportedly will be sold for $5 million.
Again, later when the kid is coming out of rehab or just finishing their first bootleg porn. That's something that's worth money when they're just a blob of cells. You're not going to be able to tell the difference between that kid and any other kid.
I'm Teresa Strasser. That was the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports.
Hold on a second there, Shexter. Sorry. Don't do it yet, Dave. Neil is on the phone. He saw the Brandon Davis incident.
Oh, you were there?
Hey, how you doing?
Neil?
I'm a paparazzo. And this Brandon Davis is a real tool. And this girl, I don't know if I want to give her name because I don't know if she wants to be known, but she's just a big celebrity fan, and she was just a little irate at this gentleman.
The one that yelled that he should eat his own poop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had a few nice words for him, and so it went on throughout the night. And he just, as he came out, he just cowered in his car.
Right. But and, you weren't there when he went off.
Yeah, I was there the night before, the week before. It was a Thursday night, I guess.
When he was with Paris Hilton?
Yeah, we're just walking down the street, shooting him and videotaping him. And
what club is that you hang out in front of?
That's Hyde. Hyde Lounge on Sunset, right by the Laugh Factory.
And how does it work? Can you support yourself doing that?
We make some pretty good money, depending on the shot, you know.
Get over to Namibia. That's where I hear the loot is.
You end up in jail, too.
Is there the Namibian jail, not a good time. It seems like there's now 30 guys with video cameras and cameras stalking the celebrities all the time, so how is it that you get money for your footage?
I shoot better.
That's it.
You have to be a better photographer than 30 other guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, and Neil, any good stories from your years of photographing celebrities?
Well, just last week, photographers and celebrities, we kind of live off each other, even though they don't want to admit that 70% of my calls are from publicists telling us where they're going to be.
Really?
And then they act surprised, like, no, don't take my picture.
Really, honestly, like, give us a name of a celebrity or two.
Oh, I still want to make a living here in town.
No, just tell us, please. Give us a publicist, because these publicists handle tons of people. Tell us, give us a celebrity. Come on.
Well, Tom Cruise, when he showed up at the Ivy that time on his motorcycle with his girlfriend, Katie, and he said, hey, how'd you guys find us and found us? And, his publicist called us. So.
Publicist calls you guys.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. So sad. Yeah, he's not getting enough ink lately. Yes.
Bro.
Def Rec guy.
Can I ask you a question, dude?
Sure, dude.
Is it true or not that Lindsay Lohan isn't exactly April Fresh?
How would he know?
My lens isn't that long. But
yes. You were close.
Maybe
by.
Her publicist called.
Does her publicist
nice
call?
So you're saying 80% of this stuff is being tipped off by the publicist?
Yeah, I would say 70%. Yeah.
Oh,
can I ask, what's the what photograph earned you the most money?
Oh, I just got recently. I got a Sharon Stone photograph with her baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going around the world.
Right.
You get a couple grand from each magazine, but through 20 or 30 magazines, you can make 20 or 30,000.
Right. So if you can get that times, two or three grand times 20 or 30 magazines, you're doing all right.
Right.
All right,
Neil. I don't want to encourage anybody out there to start doing this. There's enough morons running around with cameras.
Yeah, it seems like the numbers have gone up over the last few years.
To give you one story, how celebrities don't like your picture being taken, or they don't like when you don't take their picture. Cameron Diaz was walking toward a restaurant. I won't tell you where, but it's no big deal. A sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually wait for them to come out of the restaurant to bother them because they're a little liquored.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. They come out, they're a little liquored up. So she walked by me, looked at me with my camera, walked about 10 feet to the door, turned around and said to her friends, what an idiot. Didn't even recognize me.
Yeah, she's... She's gotten. She was on the list, the bottom celebrity
autograph signers. Yeah, right. She doesn't sign autographs.
Which celebrity parties the hardest?
I don't know. I would say Tommy Lee. I got him the other night, drunk off his ass.
Yeah, there's a newsflash.
Well.
Yeah, I saw that Charlie Sheen went out. This was like 2 weeks ago with one of his buddies and was photographed coming out of Koi or one of these hoity-toity. Artsy fartsy, fancy schmancy places. And I thought to myself, you're recovering from this horrible, almost sort of family tragedy thing. Obviously, wouldn't you just like a little peace and quiet in your life? Do you really want to go to the place where you know the paparazzi standing out on the curb so you can be photographing and say grieving father or whatever, embattled parent? I mean, why go to that place during those times? You just win an award, go there. But when you have a horrible breakup and your wife's giving weird allegations to the news, really? All right.
By the way, though, Tommy Lee and Charlie Sheen both would make great members in the Delta Fu Games.
Mm.
That'd give you some street cred.
Yeah. Work on them. I'll make a phone call. I'll get their publicist on the phone. Oh, we're not going with sports.
We'll do what I say.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right.
We need to take ourselves a little break. Oh, Andy Dick. I forgot Andy Dick's coming in. Where is Andy? Is he here?
Yeah, he's in.
All right. Def Rat Guy. Nice job.
Thanks, bro.
DefRatGuy.com is where you go if you want to join the Delta Fu Gamma.
By the way, Namibian Jail is a good name for Teresa's vagina as well.
That, so it's between...
Take no prisoners.
Chavez Ravine.
Valley of the Sun.
Valley of the Sun.
Namibian Jail.
Yeah, they're all good. What's that, Def Rat Guy?
Oh, we are going to get these really cool beer cozies that look like shirts.
Oh, they look like shirts, like you're putting a shirt on, like a t-shirt on your beer.
On a beer bottle. Awesome. It's really cool. It's funny. A good way to meet chicks.
She'll love it.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Andy Dick after this.
If you keep listening, he'll keep talking. The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Harlan Williams, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with your ears. But for a little change, use your eyes.
We'll be right back with more on The Adam Carolla Show.
Andy Dick in studio. Danny Rohn, first-time director.
Thank you.
Name of his movie, also Less Than Perfect. Fourth season.
Well, that got canceled.
It got canceled?
Yeah, that's canceled.
Oh, shouldn't have put it on my list here.
Did it ever air this season?
Yeah, and there's still a few new episodes to air, but it's done. It's done.
They're not... They'll air a few more, and that'll be that.
And that's it.
Less than renewed.
You're too good. You're too good for that show anyway, Andy.
Oh, that's sweet of you. Oh, here's what I brought for you.
That was a sandbag holding your ass down. You know, you were an eagle meant to soar.
Thank you.
Into the asses of other eagles. Thank you. Wow.
Tulip.
Single tulip.
Give it to it.
That is wonderful.
I just had an eagle egg omelet this morning.
Delightful. I had a spotted owl for lunch.
Delicious.
All right, so we'll screw that. We'll focus on the important thing, Danny Rohn, first-time director. But also, I'm looking at my card here, and I see you were arrested in 2004 for smoking weed at a concert. Who does that anymore? Does the man really arrest people?
Oh, who arrests people?
Yeah, everyone sparks up at concerts.
I know, that's the thing. And that was Coachella, by the way.
Really?
Everyone's smoking. Everyone's... The thing is that I was also, I had some pizza that had mushrooms on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was a little bit like, like the guy was coming right at me with a flashlight. I'm like, look at the pretty light.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, can you empty your pockets? I'm like, here you go. And it was a cop. I mean, he had the whole outfit on.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same year that I wandered on stage because of the mushroom pizza.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I went into this blue tent, bright blue tent. I'm like, look at that tent. Maybe there's a circus going on. And I went in, and there was this head, like a mascot head of a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it on. What else are you going to do?
Sure.
And I went out the other side, upper ramp, and then I'm on stage with the Flaming Lips, who I didn't know who they were at the time. And they asked me if they could use their footage for the DVD, and I said no. I looked at it. I was out of my mind because I did more things later with at their trailer, grabbing their camera and spinning around. And I said no, and I'm so depressed that I said no. Because have you heard their new album?
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
it's like one of my top five favorite albums ever.
Here's
no
the
kidding.
Thing. Here's
I love
the thing
it.
About those mushrooms.
The pizza.
Yeah, I've tried the pizza. I've had a few slices in my day. Staying home and staring at the Indian on the television set is all you need for entertainment when you've eaten the deep dish.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out to parties. Yeah. Matter of fact, I would be freaked out. I hear about people doing that where they go, oh, we took shrooms or we dropped ass and we went to Disneyland. I'd be like, oh, my God.
I remember years ago I saw Nicolas Cage and Jim Carrey getting off that big whale, the thing where you go in the whale's mouth,
mm-hmm.
laughing and tripping over each other and laughing.
And that's when you realize the pizza was for you.
I went to Coachella this year.
What, but hold on. But what, I want to get back to the cop. What kind of buzzkill goes to Coachella and tells Andy to arrest Andy
Dick? And were you put into the pokey still wearing the bunny head?
That was a different incident.
No, next year.
No. So, yeah, the bunny head happened earlier that night, and then later that night. And they put those handcuffs on you that are...
Oh, whoa, uh-oh. With the F word.
Red light. That's, sorry.
Also, there's nothing more frustrating when an eighth of an inch of plastic stands between you and freedom, and you can't get out.
I know.
It's
you're
degrading.
A bag of garbage.
I like the old big chain ones. Yeah. Right. So you get it. Now, did you freak out on the cop or something?
No, I must have done something. No, yeah. I really didn't understand.
You got the cop's attention.
He said, you need to come with me. I'm like, let's go. I really was like, I had a bunch of the pizza. Mm-hmm. And I did. And then they took me into a really
what was
big
in your pocket?
White tent. I'm like, oh, we're going to a bigger tent.
When you cleaned out your pockets, so what were in your
pot?
A little pot in the pocket.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? So you went to the big white tent, and now what?
Well, in the white tent was really where my trip went sour. Because I got in there, mm-hmm. and I don't know why they would do this, but there were mm-hmm. conference tables lined up, and behind the conference tables mm-hmm. were just probably about 20 women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Mm-hmm. Women only. And I'm in under these bright lights, and they're just looking at me and shaking their head and whispering, oh, that's the guy from the TV. That's too bad. Mm, like, just like that. And that's when I start crying.
Yeah, the thing
so
about...
So maybe I did freak out.
I'll tell you the thing about the...
They all look like my mother. It looked like 20 of my mothers who is dead now, and I was just like, please don't do this.
And yet the shame was still alive.
Wow. Not to mention the shame of having an erection. Looking at 12 women that reminded you of your mother. I'll tell you the thing about the mushrooms. It's like the Titanic, or I should say the Poseidon voyage. You're 1 minute, you're lifting a champagne glass, the band is struck up, you're parting along, and next thing you know, a rogue wave just broadsides you, and you're capsized fighting for your life. That's what the mushrooms will do to you.
Yeah, it does. It really. That's why they call it tripping, because mm-hmm. you really do go away on a trip,
Mike?
Away from yourself. I don't want to talk to anybody.
I wouldn't if I were you either, Mike.
Well, don't.
Yes.
You have a question?
I'll walk out.
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
You're cool. What's up?
Big fan, man. Hey, Andy, man, you made out with my girlfriend a couple of months, man. That's not right.
Join the club.
Thank you. Good. Where was it?
It was from the L.A. club. You made out with her, and I didn't recognize her. I didn't recognize you, and I started getting a little bit, you know, crazy with you, but you're like, you know what, man? And something like that, and I recognized who you were, and I was just like, oh, all right, cool. And
did I say step off? I make out with who I want to? Did I say something ridiculous like that?
Something like that. I'm sorry, buddy.
Look, I'm just trying to show you that all women are whores.
Yes.
I'm trying to help you out, buddy.
By the way, does your girlfriend have a penis?
Oh, he went underwater. He's on the Poseidon right now.
We will take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, Andrew.
Well, at least I was making out with a woman. That's what you were getting.
It's a real step in the right direction.
But you know what? You have some stories.
Oh, really?
The kind you like.
If you put your tongue in Kimmel's mouth, I'm going to need to hear about that. Andy Dick in studio. Danny Rohn, first-time director, is the name of his movie. Also, Employee of the Month. Coming out this fall.
It's a big studio movie.
Big studio movie. Yeah. We'll take a quick break.
Jessica Simpson.
We'll hear some more stories from Andy Dick and possibly a little Ass Kiss Rodeo after this.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
The Ed on the phone. Ed?
You guys got a new girl there, huh?
Yes.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. Okay. I enjoy your reviews very much.
I like your news. You got some good news for me.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Yo, this is David Allen Grier. Daggy Roney, baby. And you are listening to the Adam Krakatoa Show.
Yeah, my main man. Andy Dick in studio. Very quickly, David has been on hold for an hour and 40 minutes. David?
David Allen Grier?
Another David.
I worked with David Allen Grier in the Army now, by the way.
Let's focus.
And Harlan. Okay.
Let's focus.
Go ahead.
You've been on hold for an hour and 40 minutes, David.
I have?
Yes. To say what?
I just got a unique name for you, for your boy.
Okay.
Micaiah.
All right. Thank you. Let's keep moving forward now. Andy Dick, Danny Rohn, first-time director, is his movie. Let's play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo. We don't have much time. Maybe we can hurry it along.
Okay.
You want to play a little?
Yes.
I don't want to offend you, but arguably the worst celebrity Ass Kiss Rodeo contestant ever.
Me?
Jeff Probst was number one.
Maybe, Redemption. You
know, don't even tell me the rules. I hope I can remember.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I love pornography. That's my favorite.
Really?
Too bad I had to bleep that, but yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, I like a massage, a therapeutic massage.
I'll massage every crack of your body.
I like one coming from a woman, though. I feel more comfortable when it's a woman.
Really? I'll put a wig on.
Oh, wow, that's solid. I enjoy taking a little mushroom trip every once in a while. Just get a little out of my head and let the day go.
You should. Anytime you want to take them. I do, too. Let's do it together. That one.
You don't have to comment on your own commentary. Yeah. I think pot should be legalized.
I think you should be the president.
I say pot should be illegal. I say they should find people with more than one joint, lock them up, and throw away the key.
You know, maybe I should show you what I have in my pocket, though. You might change your mind.
Really? Just make sure you pull from the right pocket. I don't get the wrong doobie. If I get the salty doobie, I'm going to be disappointed. Salty doobie would be a good name for a band, be a good name for a dog.
Salty doobie.
Salty doobie brothers.
Yeah, that's how you play Ass Kiss.
I got better.
You came out of the gate strong.
I got better.
It was creepy, but good.
Adam, no matter what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
So Danny Rohn is coming out when?
Well, we don't know. I got an offer for from Think Film because I paid for it.
Yes, I heard you paid for it.
Because no one else would.
You directed it, you wrote it, you starred in it.
Big stars in it.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's in it. Jack Black is in it.
Jimmy Kimmel in it?
Jimmy Kimmel's in it. Frankie Muniz. And Think Films put an offer in already. Think Films, they did The Aristocrats, that movie that also I was in. And, you know, it was an okay offer, but there's others coming in. I don't know who is going to eventually buy it and when it's going to come out, but you would like it. If you want, I'll have a private screening at my house.
Please.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
I'll be watching right through the living room window. I'm not actually coming into your home. Private screening. Hey, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Let's punch the Hooters punching bag before we leave. I'm curious to see what kind of wallop you
pack. He works out a lot.
No,
Andy
not
Dick.
Lately.
He's obviously in good shape.
And I don't know how to punch. Even my real father was an amateur boxer.
Oh,
really?
Maybe
so,
it's
do
in
I
the
leave
jeans.
My headphones on?
Yeah, no, take them off.
Why? I think I can. Okay.
Yeah, you can make
How
it.
How do you do it? You just punch it?
You make a fist.
Pretty straightforward.
Yes. Yeah, it's talking to us.
I almost want
to
do it like this.
Well, the bitch like slap ball. Is not as effective as the closed fist.
I'm so strong. When I punch this, I hurt my knuckles.
It'll be fine. It's just filled with air.
Okay. Eye of the tiger.
Ooh,
wasn't too bad at
solid.
All.
Solid
Ooh,
shot.
That wasn't too good.
No, that was very good. 440, no, 50, 450. Right on.
Really good.
Let me try it again. I didn't know it was going to be so easy.
No, that was solid. That was solid. All right, Andy.
I'm doing it again.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
You think that was better than 450?
Let's see.
Danny Rohn, first time director. Yeah. 453. Also, Employee of the Month, which is coming out this fall. Andy?
Thank you.
Never enough time with Andy.
Never enough time with Andy. Got a nice contact high with him the first segment, then a little Ask Us Rodeo. I want to thank Dennis Leary, Jamie Kennedy.
Dennis Leary was here?
And Stu Stone.
By phone.
More in spirit than he was in body. And, of course, the great one, Andy Dick.
Love you.
Love you, buddy. Till next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.